Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
Lizard cream is the easiest way to tell if your loved ones have turned into a shape-shifting lizard person.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
But it's still a little too mushy moosh for me, as you like to say.
You know what? I like that you said that. It warms me that you said that.
I know you say
mushy
it.
Mushy moosh.
You like to say it, and it sticks with me.
That's my little ad to society right there.
Mushy
moosh.
You're
going to be on your deathbed. They're going to say, how you feeling there, T-Bone? Ah, a little mushy moosh.
Yeah, I feel like this bedpan's getting a little mushy moosh, if you know what I mean.
Mushy moosh.
Need to change it for me.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
We are wrapping up the week of nothing.
You know what?
And we're going to have some nothing today.
It really has been a week of nothing. It's been a lot of fun. And I got to tell you.
Daddy?
Oh, God. We haven't even started.
Hell no.
Daddy? What? We haven't even started.
This ain't one of them.
Well, a minute into the show,
we're
Bone.
All in a mood.
Bone's
in a mood. I'm in a mood.
Well, I got in a better mood when I walked in here. One, because I'm doing the show. I'm hanging out with you. I walked in, and sitting at the counter here at the desk, I see a $100 bill. Like that.
That's a real bill.
I don't know. It sounds real. It's like fuzzy. It's not.
Give it to me.
It's. I think that's a real $100 bill. So we asked. When we walked in, I see it sitting there, and I asked Matty Ice, because he's sitting over here where I sit. I said to him, is that a $100 bill? And he goes, I don't know. That was there when I got here.
Matty's not going to touch anything.
He said Chops and Tyvus were trying to determine, because Tyvus is in today for Reeser and Bo Bishop. And he said they were trying to determine if it was real or not or where it came from. They didn't seem to know. And so then
I think it's real.
Well, I presume this comes from the morning show is what I'm going to guess. Because if Matty Ice didn't want anything to do with it and Chops and Tyvus said they don't know where it came from. I mean, it wasn't here yesterday. I don't think Timmy left it in here, right?
Timmy's never seen a $100 bill.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, one of the people who hosts the morning show is a former NFL player. And then we have a guy in Bobby Carpenter. No, I'm just kidding. Bobby's the NFL player. If you thought Beam was, then
oh yeah, all right.
Sadly mistaken.
The National Adult Baby Football League.
My guy
Beam's in a diaper.
Beam played high school. He was good.
All right,
teammates with Michael Bennett.
We're splitting it
right down the middle. Let me do rip it.
No, don't rip it, you idiot. I'm just saying, if you're dumb enough to leave a $100 bill in this studio, I'm taking it.
I'm taking
if Matty Ice isn't taking it, Tyvus is not taking it. That's fine. That's on them.
Yeah.
I'm taking it. I've dealt with toenails and all the other crap that's been left in this studio over the years. You leave me some money, it's mine.
Can you see Ben Franklin's face in the corner? Yeah. I think I could see that. Yeah, I see something.
Teddy,
I don't know.
Are you laying claim to this too? We splitting it three ways?
No, yeah, it's not mine.
Teddy,
no.
Come on. We'll go 33-33 apiece.
Now, you guys can split it, but just buy me something.
What do you mean, split it and buy you something? What?
Yeah, you no, can two, you're, I'm two cutting split it and then
no,
buy me
Teddy,
something to eat.
You're in on the heist or you're not.
you're
either
in
one
or
of
not.
Us or you're not.
Okay, ride or die.
Yeah, let's so go. What are we doing? Are you in?
I'm in.
Okay, it's $33 a piece plus some change.
If the bosses have any problems with it, they can come right in here. Oh, wait, none of them showed up today. So I just made an executive decision.
Yeah. This is our money now.
Finders
keepers. We're going to have to go spend it somewhere.
Tool of the week Friday You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Also, tonight, in theory, I'm going to be starting a new podcast experience for you. YouTube experience, not podcast experience.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yes. I'm coming to you live from my basement at 8 o'clock tonight. Everybody has asked me, what do I have planned? And I give them this answer and they think I'm kidding. I have nothing planned. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit down and stare into the camera and read your comments off of the YouTube chat. That's it.
Yeah, so you better chat with them, because otherwise that's where the inspiration is coming.
That's it. If you don't chat with me, I unzip. And then God help all of you.
You are his muse. You are the ones. You will be the muse tonight for Common Man.
That's right.
Now, how long are you thinking this is going?
Could be 10 minutes, could be an hour.
Okay.
I have no idea. As long as the mood strikes me.
And the glass of vino is full.
Yes, there will be some vino consumed.
Mm. Vino Stiletto.
Yes.
The other way around. It's the other way around.
A bukkake.
The Buckeyes in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, you know what you can do? Go to YouTube right now and just search Common Man's Basement. Go do that. And we'll post out the link and stuff like that. But if you see the channel, there's like one stupid little test video that we put on there that's stupid.
Yeah.
If you see the channel, subscribe to it. So tonight, 8-ish, you're ready to go.
Yeah, it's a relatively new channel. So YouTube has been a little weird with us today. So if you find it, which hopefully you will, we will tweet out the links
just
from the fan account. But subscribe to it so you don't the basement.
We'll wait while you go.
Don't miss the CM basement.
Tell us when you're done.
Now, sometimes, Mike, you can't get the name you want on YouTube. I don't even know if I should bring this up.
What? What was the name that I wanted?
Well, I thought you wanted Common Man Basement, but I noticed you had to go settle for CM basement. Sometimes people will say, like, Common _ Man Basement. And I thought if we abbreviated that instead of putting an _ line, instead of maybe if we abbreviated all three of those words, that would not be the YouTube channel I think you would want.
What are you getting at here?
Common _ Man Basement. I don't think you'd want that.
CMB?
No, Common _ Man Basement. If we abbreviated all three of those words.
We don't want that.
We don't. So just the CM basement.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to see space M basement.
Right.
Or even whatever else that could be.
Although if things get stale tonight.
I hope it's not.
You may get it.
I hope it's not stale.
Please
keep it unstale.
Get it. Hey, Denzel Burke, Emeka Buka, spell his name right, and Jack Sawyer will represent the Buckeyes at the Big Ten Media Days. When are the Media Days? Oh. July 23rd through the 25th in Indianapolis.
Huh.
Is that? That's the first time we've mentioned sports in 3 days.
Honestly, it was kind of jarring that you did that.
I know.
I honestly thought you were getting ready to do the Cardale Jones read, is what I thought you were doing. Because you said Emeka Buka and you started naming Buckeyes. I thought that was the only chance you were mentioning sports, was you were just trying to get the read out
of
the way.
Should I do it as me or as the Million Dollar Man over there?
As Bobby Carpenter?
Who we assume left the...
You did that yesterday. Yeah, we have a $100 bill sitting here.
But you know what? You told me it sounded like Schlegel.
Well, towards the end it did, because it was so long.
All right, let's see if... I'll do Schlegel here. Do the whole thing in Schlegel, and then okay. I'll morph into Bob.
Give me Schlegel. Accidentally. Give me Schlegel.
The Schmitz Cardale Jones Celebrity Softball Game is coming. Why picnic when you can Schmitnick? And it's presented by Monogram Homes. Do it! Saturday, July 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntington Park. It's current Ohio State football players against former Ohio State football players. Cardale Jones is a captain for the Geezers, and Emeka Buka, spell his name right, is a captain for the current players. Tickets are only $10 and are available today at BuckeyeCruise.com. Do it now, homie!
Oh, yeah, I like you threw the homie in there.
Homie! Also, caller number 791.
Why?
Right now, it's 614-821-9710. Gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Cardale Jones Charity Softball Game. It's a family four-pack, not an adult four-pack.
No, you don't want that.
Those come with dildaroonies and porn stars. This is fun for the whole family.
Done.
That's good. That was, you know what? Your Schlegel's good.
Done.
Strong. Can I say quite a few people in our YouTube chat are saying tonight, they what if they want the unzip?
You don't.
No, I think some people are saying
they
do.
No, no, no.
Some people are saying they do.
Don't ask for what you don't want.
In the common underscore man basement.
Did people find it?
What do you mean people find it? I'm sure they're finding it.
Is anybody going to show up to this thing tonight?
It's been 10 minutes. We just got here.
I know, but I'm afraid no one's going to come to this thing tonight.
Well.
It's going to be me.
Well.
Just staring at the abyss.
You said it, buddy.
Chris Holtmann. He's back, baby.
Uh-huh.
He's going to make... Man, my voice hurts now.
Well, maybe don't start the show off with doing 8 million impressions.
He's going to make $1.5 million per year at DePaul, which will reduce the Ohio State buyout obligation to $8.5 million. It was at $15 million. So,
okay.
That's that.
That's nice. That's a good thing for the Holtmann, I guess. I don't really care either way if he's successful or not.
Comment's not necessary.
What do you mean comment's not necessary?
Just let it go by. I'll move on to the next thing.
By the way, now people are saying in the chat, this is going to be the cookie recipe all over again. And I think they're right.
It's not. No one's going to come.
No,
I'm going to be sitting there. Get Teddy, your mind out of the gutter. What's the matter with you?
I'm not saying anything. Did I say anything?
It's all I hear over there is with a 7-year-old over there.
Oh, okay.
Matter with you?
I'm going
to
be watching.
No one is going to visit me.
Okay, thank you.
In my basement lair.
Thank you. Maybe someone will make your cookies and then eat them while watching you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, maybe you got the recipe and you're like, I'm going to make those cookies tonight. And then I'm going to watch Common Man talk at 8 o'clock on the YouTube chat, on the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
CM Basement on YouTube. Go find it.
I was very upset today.
About what?
I turned on the Scottish Open this morning, the golf.
Yes.
There are certain expectations that I have when I turn on the Scottish Open. They're very simple. Overcast, drizzly, people in parkas. Like, that's what I want to see. I get off on that, looking at it on July 12th.
This is you wanting it to be that way here.
That's, well, yes, but if it's not going to be that way here, at least it's that way somewhere.
Sure.
Okay? And then I turn it on today, and it looks like Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cloud in the sky. Everybody's got short sleeves on. You got a view of the ocean. There's trees there for some reason.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Mike.
It's Scotland, summer, right?
It's summer. It's warm. It's warm lots of places in the summer. That's how summer, in the Northern Hemisphere, of course. Southern Hemisphere, different.
Teddy's talking to Nicole. Teddy, this ain't one of them.
Oh, my gosh. What?
We already discussed that.
I know, but I want to get your attention. Did you watch any Scottish Open this morning?
I did. It was fantastic, wasn't it? The weather was beautiful.
No, I don't want the weather to be beautiful. I want people to be burned, shivering.
Well, it is Scotland, so maybe this weekend it'll shift the other way for you. So check it out tomorrow morning.
Look at the weather forecast on my phone.
Hmm. That's right.
This is the week of nothing, is it not?
No, it is. I just want to point out that what is disheartening to you is the fact that in Scotland, a place where you are not, it is not as cold as you think it should be.
Tomorrow, 61.
61?
61 overcast,
get it together,
though.
Scotland. Oh, wait, is that bad or good? I don't know.
No, I want even colder than that.
You want colder than 61?
There's no precip. I want some drizzle.
It's 56 and rainy tomorrow there at North Berwick.
Oh, I don't have that in my phone.
Now it's 59 and rainy on Sunday.
Yes, now you come to my basement.
So it's
going to
be a Scottish weekend.
Come to my basement. Hello.
It's not going to say anything.
All right.
Not saying anything.
Two Georgia football players have officially made the team. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 670 before 71. We also have an accident that's blocking the right shoulder on southbound 315 after King Avenue, causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Summer's best deals are still going on at Mattress Firm. The July 4th sale has been extended. Right now, you can save up to $700 when you get a king bed at queen prices. Get matched with a wide selection of mattresses at every price. Restrictions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed.
with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at manandbone971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. And go to YouTube and search for Common Man's Basement, because I'm going live from there tonight, 8 o'clock. I want you to join me. It will not be child-friendly. Oh. Although my child may be there. Who knows?
There you go.
You know, we got some really weird listeners.
How so?
Was it like yesterday we had the person who sent us a message saying, toast, peanut butter, fresh slices of tomato.
Yes.
And salt. That was delicious.
Thank me later is what I think they
said.
All right,
this is from Spanky.
Spanky.
In the Berg.
Okay.
Reynoldsburg, not Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, I figured.
He says, reheat leftover pizza in, I'm sorry, he says pizza.
Pizza.
In the air fryer, 400 degrees for 5 minutes. Now you have sworn by reheating in the air fryer, and I thought that's where we were going here.
Yeah.
But we're not.
Okay.
Spray a dollop of whipped cream on every bite.
What?
It's my favorite Saturday afternoon delight.
What?
Are you really putting whipped cream on the...
Whipped cream? No. Sour cream, you meant. Not that I'm a fan of that.
Whipped cream.
I'm not a fan of sour cream on a pizza or ranch. That's not... If you like that, I'll let you live. It's not for me. But those are all more of a savory type of thing that you're putting on a savory thing.
I'm just saying.
Maybe it auto-corrected, you know, when he was typing it in.
Okay.
Instead of sour, it went whipped.
Well, he can text us again and clarify. Georgia's starting linebacker, Smail Mondon. S-M-A-E-L. What do we think that is?
I mean, could it be like Ishmael or something? Is that like a different way to spell that?
I don't know. Mr. Mondon.
Okay.
And backup offensive tackle, Bo Hughley, were arrested this week on separate misdemeanor charges of reckless driving. We make this joke all the time. That, like, you're not officially a part of a Georgia football team until you're picked up on some sort of DUI or reckless driving or street racing, or you may have killed your teammate, something like that. Like, we talk about losing the black stripe here at Ohio State. I think in order to be a full member of Kirby Smart's team, you have to be pulled over by the popo for something. Are they doing this on purpose now?
I don't understand, but also, I don't understand it. So I know this is not how the law works. Don't at me. Lawyers, I got it, but maybe in like Athens, Georgia, Athens, Clark County, maybe you don't have, it says in this report that the players bonded out with a whopping
$26. Not 25.
I don't know.
And not 27, well, 26.
It's probably like 10% or something of whatever the actual bond is. So it's probably like more than 10%. So it's probably like $250 is what the bond was.
Here's the deal. These idiots were racing, okay?
Well, yeah.
And because here's the story. According to the report, the officer paced Mondon at 75 miles per hour in a 40 and pulled him over. He denied racing and said he didn't know the driver of the other vehicle. They're going to know that you're both on the football team, you idiot.
You know how they're also going to know that? Is when the other driver that you are racing comes up and is like, hey, officer, I was just checking on my teammate. Is he okay? Like, that's what happened. He's like, I don't know the other driver, officer. And then as the other driver is walking up, he's like, how's my teammate doing there? Teammate, you okay? Just wanted to make sure you know, we're teammates at Georgia. What were you saying? Uh-oh.
Oh, that you didn't know me? I'm very sorry. Here's $26.
Yeah, that's...
stupid.
Dude, I mean, people died. I'm not trying to make light of this. People died from the Georgia football team, and a staff member died in a car wreck in Athens from cars that were allegedly racing. You have had how many players get pulled over, arrested for reckless driving? And this many years on, that happened in January 2023, over a year ago.
All right, I don't want to talk about these people anymore. They're stupid. They just wrapped their car around a tree. Just don't kill somebody else.
No, but that's the issue, though.
I know.
There are people who have had serious life-changing injuries or death because of that, and they have nothing to do with racing.
I know.
The other people were doing it, and they got caught up.
Let's talk about something positive. Here's something positive. T-Bone and I found a $100 bill in the studio. We're going to keep it.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't watch it. I saw a clip of it later, because I wouldn't be caught dead watching the ESPYs. But...
Oh.
Steve Gleason, did you watch that last night? Clip of it?
I didn't see.
Steve Gleason, the former NFL player, has ALS. And so he is up there in his chair.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot speak, obviously. Sure. So he had something prepared that played using an automated voice.
Okay.
And it was a fantastic speech. And I encourage you to go seek it out. It's about, like, I know when you're put in those positions, you're capable of doing things that you don't think you are. Like, I'm sure if you said to Steve Gleason 10 years ago, this is what your life is going to be, he'd say, kill me now.
Hmm.
But obviously, he is finding something every single day to live for. And his words last night were inspirational. And I encourage you to go find Steve Gleason at the ESPYs last night. Also, his son was on the stage with him, holding the award that he was getting. But the thing that I loved was his son standing there next to his dad and at various times just sort of touching his dad's, like, traps and neck and letting him know that he's there.
Mm, sure.
And he's powerful loving stuff. Him. And Drew Brees introduced him, and Drew Brees gave him a kiss, and you could tell he was very emotional. I'm telling you, I'm the most cynical person in the world. And I'm not here to say that if you listen to his words, all of a sudden society will be healed. What I'm saying is take 5 minutes out of your day and listen to it.
All right.
Because I wish we all thought like that. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Now, well,
the positive, back to crap. The positivity is good. It's good to hear that even in the face of all that, if someone can have some positive words that impact other people, that is truly special.
At what time should I unzip my pants tonight in my basement?
Okay.
That's the poll question.
I knew it couldn't last.
Actually, you know what the poll question is? It's even dumber than that.
What is the poll question?
Go to the fan poll question, 971thefan.com. We also put it on Twitter. What's the best snack at the ballpark? Question's fine. I have no problem with that.
Sure.
The choices are not.
Okay.
Hot dog.
Right.
All right. Nachos and dip. Well, thank God you've clarified that by saying nachos and dip.
I mean, I hope that when you get nachos, dip is assumed when you say nachos.
You don't have to say dip. Just say nachos.
Yep. You have to assume. When I say nachos, if you're like, here are some dry tortilla chips, I would say, these are not nachos.
You're not having nachos. You're eating
these
chips.
These are dry tortilla chips. You put them in a little plastic thing. I need sauce with that. I need cheese sauce specifically. And then perhaps other fixings on top of the chips.
All right. Nachos and dip. The third option, popcorn / peanuts. Those are two completely different things, but whatever.
Well,
let them live.
I mean, is that, that's in a way you could be saying Cracker Jack, because that's both of those things.
No, that's
things.
Not how I read that.
Okay.
And your fourth option is ice cold beer. I've never had ice cold beer for a snack. I don't know what the hell we're talking about here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a really poor phrase of a question. Maybe the better way to say it is you go to a ball game.
What's your favorite thing to enjoy?
What do you want to have in your hand? Which of these items would you like to have the most?
All of the above.
Well, sure.
That's the answer. Let me tell you what I love to do at the baseball game. You got that ice cold beer.
Mm-hmm.
I like the peanuts in the shell.
Yeah.
Big ass bag.
Okay.
Serves 20. It would take Ted a month and a half to eat it.
Mm.
But I'm going to eat all that. I'm going to take the nuts out of the shell. And I like it when a little bit of those salty shells fall into the beer.
You do that on purpose, or does it just happen?
It naturally happens.
Okay.
And that dust, you know, when you open up the peanut, that peanut dust.
Yeah. That residue. Well, if you can handle it, of course, right? You got to be careful.
Yeah, I'm not saying if you need an EpiPen, try this.
Right. That's not good. Don't do that.
All right.
Also, don't randomly blow it into people's faces. You know, just open it away from people and then go eat it.
Something in the paper about, you know what? What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Something in the paper about what the hell?
I got a bottle of Maker's Mark over by the desk there, Teddy. We're going to crack that open next segment.
Let's do it.
Yes. We're tailgating early. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
They're going to hit some stop-and-go traffic. That's causing a five-minute slowdown on southbound 315 from between 670 East and Town Street. And we have a five-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, on Monday, I was looking at the weather forecast, 95 degrees.
Is that right?
That's the air temperature. That's not the feels-like temperature.
That's the air temperature, baby. It's
the
hot.
The feels-like temperature is just, it says RIP.
Is that right?
Dead. So that means you're going to have that air conditioner going all the livelong day. And if you have leaky windows, well, you're paying a lot more money because that cool air is going to sneak outside. You need to call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. They back everything up with a true 20-year warranty. Call them, 614-502-5220. For every two windows you buy, you get two free. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. Buy 20, get 20. There's no limits. Plus 0% financing for 60 months. 614-502-5220, UWD.com. UWD.com.
Is that right?
Yeah.
By the way, we were wrong on the $100 bill. It's fake. I thought it was real. I'm sorry.
What?
Well, no, because I'm telling you, it says right here, this is not a legal tender right on the front. And then it also says for motion pictures purposes.
Well, what are you, blind?
What do you mean? Am I blind?
I gave it to you. I looked at it for 1 second.
I gave it to you.
You've had it in your hand the entire time.
I've had it in my pocket, to be fair, most of this time.
All right, no money for us.
It even says, for motion pictures purposes, in prop we trust on the back. It does
Maybe
also
this is
say.
From a famous movie.
It says copy. Well, it's getting all torn up, I tell you that, because we've all been handling it.
Okay.
You know what, though? I will say that's for a prop. That's very, it had a real feel to it. It felt like a $100 bill. You know, I have a lot of those that I carry around just for fun, and it felt like the ones I always carry, Mike, all the time.
When was the last time you actually had a $100 bill? When was the last time you had a bill larger than a 20?
Other than when someone's given it to me as like a gift, and then I had to go get it broken. Like, I don't think I've ever withdrawn $100 and said, give it to me in a $100 bill. Like, I've had a few hundred on me, but I don't want it in a hundred. I don't want it $200 bills.
I never have any cash. I don't carry any cash at all.
Yeah.
I don't have a five. I got nothing.
No, I'm tens and twenties usually if I'm carrying cash. Anything less than that, it's just too big of a wad of stuff. And anything more
than a big wad.
Well, you know.
Speaking of big wads.
Anything more than that, then it's like, well, I feel like I got nothing in my pocket with $200 bills.
Make sure to join me on YouTube tonight, Common Man's Basement. Just search for that. Subscribe. I'll be on at 8-ish. John says, my tool of the week is my stomach. I just found out I magically formed a gluten allergy at the age of 29.
Oh.
So if you have any Fat Boy food tips for fellow gluten-free people, please share them, or should I just kill myself?
No.
I would opt for the latter.
No, don't do that.
I can't. Like, these diets and stuff. Was like, it works. Trust me. I'm sure it does. What would I have to eat? No bread ever. Then I'm out.
You know, I had
give me a coffin.
The Fat Boy food tip I would give you. I mean, obviously, one is you need to go lean into the meats and veggies. You got to find stuff you can do with that. There are some good. I have found some like decent gluten-free type options that are out there for substitutes, but they're not. If you're just like, I want a plate of bread Yeah, that's not going to work.
I want a loaf of bread.
You know what I did the other night? I almost did the thing that has gone viral that we've talked about, which is where people take a breadstick and put a hot dog in it. I didn't go that far, though. We went to, because my wife, she, and I don't hate on it. I like this place, too. But I know a lot of people have shade for it. Mm. We like an Olive Garden. We'll go. I understand what it is. I know exactly what it is. They are making some prepared food that's made somewhere, most of it off-site. I understand, but I like it. She likes it.
You don't have to make excuses.
Well, I'm just telling
like what you.
You
like.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So we go there, come back. They give us like a million breadsticks. Do you want to take all these home? Sure. Okay. So we take them home. They're in the bag. I've never actually really looked at those bags, but they tell you on the back, throw it in the oven for 5 minutes at like 400 degrees and they'll toast right up. And so I did that and they did. Well, then I thought, I'm already this far in. Let's bouge this up a little bit. So I sliced open all the preheated now breadsticks, warmed breadsticks. And then I got some mozzarella cheese and I stuffed it in there.
I don't see the problem.
And then I stuck that under the broiler.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got some tomatoes, some pasta sauce that we had in the fridge. And I put some of that with a little marinara, mix that up, put that on the plate, put some Parmesan cheese on top of that, and then just all I ate was bread and cheese and sauce,
Mike. What's the problem?
And I'm telling you, I ate it and I said, I get why he's so mad when people say there's no bread at this place.
Oh, I love bread.
I know.
I love bread.
I know you do.
Hey, I saw this in the Dispatch. Nathan Hart wrote this. He says, Cincinnati's getting two Publix. I like to call them Publix grocery stores.
Nathan Hart did not say that. You're saying Publix.
Yes, I'm saying
Publix.
That's my own.
Nathan Hart said they're getting Publix / Publix. No, he didn't.
I like to call them, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to Pubie's. Pubie Brown? No.
Legendary coach.
The Dayton area is getting a Buc-ee's. With so many new store chains surging into the Buckeye State, the Dispatch figured it was time for Columbus to get one of these headline-making stores. I'm glad you figured. Okay. After all, it was only a few years ago that Pennsylvania-based convenience store chain Sheetz. I haven't seen any of those.
I know.
They've been sneaky.
That went from, boy, if they ever brought Sheetz out here, it might be successful to... There is a Sheetz on every corner.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, this is the size of a garden shed. Sheetz!
Some of them are. Most of them are pretty big, though. I mean, they got full kitchens in there. They're making all kinds of stuff.
Not some of them. They finally tore down on Sawmill Road the old Max and Irma's.
Oh, really?
That's right next door to the Swensons. You know what
I'm
talking about.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was there. It was an eyesore.
And I kept,
they finally tore it down.
I would drive by it. And initially, I would see the profile up ahead and go, is Max and Irma's? And then you'd get up to it and go, oh, no, it's not.
No, it was in bad shape, condemned, all that. Tore it down. Guess what they're putting there?
I'm going to guess the Sheetz.
Sheetz. That's right.
Well, just wait for it, buddy, because you know what's coming. Their competitor out throughout PA
Well, hold on. I'm going to get to that.
Their competitor's coming, too, now.
The Dispatch says, we want to hear from you. Cast your vote in our poll on what you'd like to see come to Ohio's capital city. Your choices. Buc-ee's.
Okay.
You've been to Buc-ee's? You swear by Buc-ee's?
Yeah, but again, you can only have one. They're not going to put three Buc-ee's in Columbus. They're massive. So the one you get, like, let's say the one out near Dayton, that's the only one we're getting anywhere close by is my guess.
It says the chain is known for their clean bathrooms.
Its
jubilant mascot. What the hell does that have to
Buc-ee
do with
it? Buc-ee the Beaver.
Buc-ee the Beaver.
Yeah.
And it's Buc-ee Nuggets, which are sweet corn puffs covered in caramel.
They're good. I wouldn't say they're the best thing they have going, but they're good. They're fine.
Publix/Publix.
Mm.
It's a grocery store.
Yes, but it's a grocery store that plays the hits. They play
music.
What
the hell does that mean?
When you go in there, they play like cool music.
I've been to Publix many times down in the South. Maybe it's the fact that I hate the South and I'm in a foul mood when I go in there to begin
with. That's probably mostly what
it is. But I have found it just to be a regular grocery store.
What's hilarious? I feel the exact opposite about it because every time I'm in a Publix, I have to be on vacation because I don't live near one. So if there's one near me, it means...
So you're in a better mood.
No, so I walk in and I'm like, oh, grocery store, I'm on vacation. Yeah, let's get some beer and some... Yeah, like having fun. But I will say Publix has, you remember, good prepared food. Like they rival anything the market districts, any of those places do. Because you might remember current Browns quarterback, former Florida State quarterback, Jameis Winston.
Crab legs.
That was where he stole them from. Those were he stole them from the Publix. Was stole them. They were giving them to him as payment for him not getting paid as a college athlete, but whatever. Yes, he was technically shoplifting them because no one was paying for them.
All right, there are some more names on this list. We have Buc-ee's, we have Pubie's. I'm going to name you some more places that apparently we are desperate to have in Central Ohio. And you know, when we put our minds to something and our power, we make it happen.
You have to tell us which one of these you want us to will into existence.
We will make it our mission. We'll make it happen. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Traffic is stop and go on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. And you'll hit a 10-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking two right lanes on westbound 270 on the south outer belt between 23 and 71. This report is sponsored by Discover. Time with family, laughs with friends, and cash back? Discover's got you covered on the last one. That's because Discover doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with cash back match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, the Fan traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Timmy Hall was fooling around with more voice clone AI.
Okay.
So today was a big day because the English Premier League trophy came into the station.
Oh, it very much was a big day around here for me.
You were very excited. You got your picture taken. I missed it by a couple minutes.
You did.
They couldn't wait for me, could they?
Well, we didn't know when you were coming
in. I know. But anyway, so Timmy is doing this with your AI voice.
Oh, boy.
Describing about all the soccer, you know, excited for today and all the soccer that's coming up. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is AI T-Bone.
Hey, guys, it's T-Bone. And boy, oh boy, did I have fun today because I got to see the Premier League Cup trophy. These friendly English guys were showing it to me and they even let me touch it. And then I told them that my calves are almost the same as Jack Grealish. The only way this day could get better is if Common Man does something spicy on his YouTube live show tonight. I'll make sure I get plenty of Taco Bell before I watch it.
A little choppy.
It is a little choppy. It's a little Taco Bell. Like it's not. But I see.
Again, this is the free software that Timmy's using.
It's incredible,
the
though,
stuff like, the government has. Probably can't tell.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know what they've got.
I want to work with it, Ted. You know what I'd like to do? What we should do?
What's that?
There used to be, years ago, when we still had music on the FM, and we were relegated to the lowly AM signal, They did this bit on their morning show where they called someone at work,
okay,
and said, hey, congratulations, you've won a bouquet of roses.
All right.
Where would you like to send the roses to? And I guess women emailed the station and said, I think my husband, boyfriend is cheating on me. So the morning show said, let's find out.
Okay.
So then they called the husband. If he sends flowers to the presumed mistress.
Sure.
Well, then we know.
Sure.
And of course, this was all live on the air.
Oh, my.
It's all live on the air. Ooh, looky here.
Oh, boy.
How about, for a little looky-loo, we take our AI voices, call our families on the phone during the show, and drop some devastating news.
You know what?
Sorry, honey. I got fired today.
I don't think that would be great.
See how they react. That would be great radio.
Yeah.
T-Bone killed everyone here today.
Then it would be...
Also, what do you want for dinner?
Then it would be get a divorce when you go home.
Yes.
That would be good. So we have a fun bit on the air and then we lose our families.
All right, what do we want in Central Ohio? This is from the Dispatch. They're asking you a Buc-ee's, Publix. A Wawa. Here's their description for Wawa. Like Sheetz and Buc-ee's, Philadelphia-based Wawa is a chain of gas stations and convenience stores. Their large stores serve made-to-order food and are more like a grocery store than a gas station.
They are.
They have more than 1,000 stores operating throughout the East Coast and the South.
I've always been partial to Sheetz. However, I've not come across as many Wawas as I have Sheetz. Before the Sheetz got out here, I was more familiar with Sheetz to begin with. So I'm very excited for Wawa to earn my business.
Well, they're coming here. They're expected to open 60 stores in Ohio over the next 10 years.
That's
starting
great.
With Cincinnati first, though.
Okay, well, we got to wait a little bit, but we'll get there.
All right, next up, I know you're very excited about this possibility. Whataburger.
Yo, dude.
Texas-based Whataburger is a fast food chain popular throughout the Lone Star State. They serve up burgers, chicken, salads, and wings. They have over 900 locations, 648 of which are in Texas.
Yeah, it's big in Texas. But I will say, when I was in Denver area last year, they had a few Whataburgers around there. So I know they've expanded outside of the South, but
they're like Burger King with the flame broiled, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Whataburger. Their burgers are huge. I mean, they have sizable portions for these burgers. Think of like how big, well, you know how the Whopper is, like that size of burger. That's what it's bigger than that. It feels like they're sizable.
However, the chain has not announced any plans to move into the Midwest or Ohio. So this is just a big giant tease by the Dispatch.
Oh.
Next up, In-N-Out Burger. California-based In-N-Out Burger is a fast food chain known for its animal-style fries and burgers. Mm. The animal sauce is technically on their secret menu, but it's probably the world's worst-kept secret. Okay. They have over 400 stores in California and the Southwest. The company hasn't announced any plans to move to the Midwest, but it does plan on opening stores in Nashville over the next few years.
Well, that's
once they start there, they're going to have to expand. It makes no sense just to be in Nashville and then nowhere else in the middle of the country, really.
Yeah. Well, that's where, so Whataburger has a bunch of locations in Nashville, and I think those are the closest to Central Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. So that's, I hope that that's right, because then that means if In-N-Out Burger's doing that, hopefully Whataburger is too, and hopefully we're getting both of them closer to this way.
Well, when you go on your yearly visit to Herbie's house, you can stop and get some.
You know what? When we go to Furnace Fest this year in October, I am planning on stopping in Nashville at a bookstore because there's a lady who talks about books she likes on Instagram, and I'm going to stop at her bookstore.
Two more on here. Portillo's. Chicago-based Portillo's is a fast casual chain that serves the city's classics like Chicago-style hot dogs and Italian beef. They have over 80 locations now. The closest one is in Indy.
And I've been to it. And it's
I've been to it as well.
Fantastic.
They have one in Fort Wayne, too.
I had no idea how big that place was, like we've talked about. The thing that I did not know is when you get a chocolate shake there, and then they take a piece of chocolate cake.
They garnish it
and they
with that.
Chop it up and throw that into the... Mm-mm. Oh, that's so much. Mm-mm. So good.
Last thing on here is Zaxby's. Georgia-based Zaxby's is a fast casual chain known for its chicken fingers, wings, and sandwiches. 900 locations throughout the South and the Midwest. There was a Zaxby's in Columbus during the 2000s, but it closed in 2008. Did we know about that?
I didn't know about that. Well, you know what? Here's what I didn't know.
The nearest store is in Indy now.
Okay. So Zaxby's, I used to see commercials for that watching like college football, especially if you were watching on, you know, ESPN or one of these channels that was broadcasting an SEC game. And that they would, of course, because the SEC has a bunch of those, that's the commercials you'd get. And I'd say, I want one of those. I didn't know we had one. I don't think I ever went. Maybe that's why I went out of business. Got to do a better job advertising.
We need more fried chicken.
Hey, man, I'll take it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
One team is moving out of their current city. They think they're moving to another city, but they may not even get to that city. Dig me?
I don't.
No?
Let's find out.
Let's find out together coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's some slower traffic on southbound 71 on the north side between Hudson Street and 11th Avenue. And you're looking at a 10-minute delay if you need to travel on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer, right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-beings of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day. And pop in the YouTube stream, chat, whatever. Just go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan, click on it, chat with people. They're friendly, except when they're not. This is from Jeff on the burner phone. I'm in Arkansas for work today and had Zaxby's for lunch. Gotta say, Cane's far superior.
See, when I've seen the Zaxby's menu, and the pictures I have seen where they, you know how they are. All these places put out the pictures and they're like, look at our great food. And you say, that's not what it really looks like. There's no way that's how it looks. When I see their pictures, I go, that doesn't look as good as Cane's. Like as good as the Cane's I've actually seen. So if that's their best photoshopped, bouged up version of their food, it can't, it does, there's no way that's good.
I had an all-timer Cane's not too long ago.
What was it?
Where I get the Caniac, right? Nothing, just everything was hitting the right note, right? Just the right amount of garlic butter on the toast. The tenders were hot, but not to the point where you could not eat them.
Beautiful.
Sometimes you get them and they're just so molten, you have to sit there.
Yep, that's right.
They're burning your fingers in your mouth, but they were hot and fresh, but not to the point where I couldn't eat them. And they must have given me 9 pounds of fries.
Oh, I love, you know what? Their fries are soggy a little bit. They're not always like...
Well, there's a hack to that. You can ask for them extra crispy and you'll get them crispy.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Well, even if they are soggy, though, as long as they give me enough Cane sauce, you could probably give me human fingers in there and I would eat those with the Cane sauce. Honestly, I love it so much.
Who is it that gets the honey mustard there? Matty Ice?
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you ask for honey mustard...
We probably talked about
that.
They'll
give it to you. I don't know why you'd want it, but they will. The A's are moving to Vegas, but they're not moving to Vegas right away because Vegas is not ready for them. And they're not going to stay in Oakland because nobody there wants them and they don't want to be there. So instead, next year, they're going to move to Sacramento for a couple of years and play in a minor league ballpark in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
A minor league ballpark that is still a minor league ballpark, has like a, 7,000 capacity, has artificial turf, fully outdoor. And it is becoming a regular basis, Sacramento in the summertime, that you got temperatures of over 100 degrees.
Oh.
And now the Players Association is saying, hey, wait a second. We didn't sign up for this. We didn't sign up for minor league ballpark, 105 degrees in the summertime. We have to look into this. We have to make sure that our players are going to be properly taken care of.
I think that's a reasonable concern, right? I don't know much about Sacramento's temperatures, but you know what I also haven't done? Decided to move a Major League Baseball team there to a minor league park with very few amenities.
Sacramento can get very, very hot.
Well, I'm looking at I know it's anecdotal. This is not scientific. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. Here's the next, about 10 days of the forecast. All right. Tomorrow, 95 for the high. Sunday, 97. Monday, 96. Tuesday, 92. Wednesday, 94. Then it gets fun. Thursday, 96, Friday, 100, Saturday, 100, Sunday, 103, Monday, the 22nd, 104, I'm sorry. Tuesday, the 23rd, 104. The 25th of July, they have it 103. I mean, I just read you like basically a week of them being in the hundreds and they want to host baseball games.
I'm sure they're still going to wind up going there, but what's going to have to happen? Before the Texas Rangers moved into their new dome, they played in an outdoor stadium. In Dallas.
That's right, which it gets hot there too.
The summer.
Gets hot there.
Right, it's nuclear there in the summertime, but they had restrictions on when they could play these games.
Oh,
that's why a lot of times, you tune into It would be annoying because your team would be playing against the Rangers in Texas on a Sunday. Everybody on a Sunday has a day game. Everybody, yeah, except for the ESPN game, Sunday Night Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But they could not and would not play in the summer heat. So they would play night games on Sunday night.
Sure.
You're going to have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to play night games when the sun goes down. It's still going to be hot as hell, but at least it wouldn't be a dangerous situation, right?
Well, you know, the other thing is, I don't know where their baseball stadium is located in Sacramento, but how many people does it hold? Do we know?
It's a minor league park. It's like 7,000 people.
Let's say it holds 10,000, right? That's still not a lot. Major league ballparks have usually the capacity to host upwards of 30,000, 40,000 people. And when they build these stadiums, they build them usually in places where they have infrastructure, parking lots, some way to get a 30,000 plus number of people in and out of the ballpark in reasonable fashion. If you've built a ballpark for 7,000 people or 10,000 people, and let's say that Major League Baseball says, you know what, we think we can expand it to get it up to 25 or 30,000. We can add a bunch of temporary seats and we can fix it up in a year or two. We can really do something to add to this. If they even could do that, which I'm not sure they can, how's the infrastructure around that going to support it? The roads in and out of there probably are not good enough. There's not enough, you know, traffic lanes for all that, parking, stuff like that. That's going to be a problem. The heat is going to be a problem. The lack of interest from a bunch of people going, hang on, you're moving this team here just to move them again? Why would I pay all this money and get invested in it when I know it's just going to go away? And by the way, do the A's ownership ever think, do they make you think competency? Well, hey, they're only here for a few years, but man, they're going to be really good. No, they've shown that they're terrible. So I don't.
The ballpark is called Sutter Health Park. It says 10,624 fixed seats, and they're calling capacity 14,000, including lawn and standing room.
Okay. That's not good enough.
It's going to have to be.
Well,
the other owners, by the way, approved this move. That's the thing.
Well,
the Oakland A's can say all day, every day. John Fisher can say all day, every day, I want to move. But it takes the sport of baseball and the other owners to make it possible. So if we're going to crap on the A's, and we should, and we're going to crap on Rob Manfred, and we should, we also should crap on the other owners that made this possible.
I totally agree with you. I'm looking at their parking situation for a minor league ballpark. They do seem to be relatively close to their downtown. And they do have a decent amount of parking around there. It's right on the river. So, I mean, like that area seems like it's built for this type of thing, but I still see that being a nightmare. Let's say, I don't know, you have a phenomenal player coming in and you want to watch him. If there is a guy that, like how players have been over the years, like how Shohei Ohtani has been, right? If Shohei's playing in this ballpark.
Well, he will come in. Everybody plays everybody.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, assuming he's not hurt and assuming he's pitching and hitting again after his injury, you don't think they're going to have 14,000 plus people? They're going to max that out, and people are just going to be milling around the area trying to get in. So I don't understand how this works, even for a temporary basis down there. And I don't think it's a good idea from the temperature standpoint's bad. Everything's bad with this.
EA Sports College Football video game is coming. A couple things I saw today. First of all, NFL players will be included in the game. They struck a deal with the NFLPA. So select NFL players in the game. I don't know if it's Heisman winners or what the deal is.
Oh, like you can play them as versions of themselves in college?
I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Sure.
But they will be in the game. Also, remember Arch Manning famously opted out.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was it? Every player got, was it $600, $700?
Yeah, and a copy of the game. It's more about you get to be in this video game. Isn't that awesome? And he was one of the few players who said, it's not. I'd rather get paid.
And like 99% of people opted in, but he said, I don't want to. Well, he's changed his mind. You know why he's changed his mind?
Why is that?
Because EA Sports has given him $50,000 NIL money to be in this game. Now, listen, how many other like big time college football players are kicking themselves right now? Say, wait a minute, I didn't know I could do that. You mean hold out until they panic? And they're giving a backup quarterback at Texas $50,000 to be in this game. He's not going to be the starter. He's not a Heisman favorite. Nothing like that. They gave a backup quarterback with a name $50,000 to be in this game.
Well, how many people in the media and how many fans around the country said, Arch Manning, who do you think you are? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know the Mannings, you know, promised one, all that stuff. Just take the money and do the thing. Why are you trying to be like you're a special case? Well, I mean, his strategy worked, did it not? Now, maybe you say someone of his potential, someone of his family's wealth, maybe holding out for $50,000 versus $600 or whatever, maybe that's something that he shouldn't have had to worry about. Maybe they should have said, whatever, he's going to play no matter what and be in this game. I don't know. But it's a video game. It has nothing to do with your on-field performance. You don't have to be in it.
You know what, though, EA? You played your hand. Because next year, if I'm a star player, I'm not signing up for $600 and a copy of the game. I know you just paid $50,000 in NIL money to a backup quarterback at Texas. So if I am a hotshot college football player, next year, they can beg. They can beg. Maybe I'll consider it. Give me some more cash.
Well, you know what else we're going to find out is how much did the NFL players get paid? That number will come out if we don't already know it. So at some point, players who are like Marvin Harrison Jr. last year going in could have easily said, hey, I'm basically an NFL player. I'm just not allowed to go yet. So go ahead and pay me that money. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Pay me like an NFL player because you know what I am.
If they're paying Arch Manning $50,000?
Well, right. Paying Marvin I'm not, Harrison and I'm not saying grand. He would do that necessarily. I'm just saying a player like that where you know, barring injury, this guy is a top five pick. Why wouldn't that guy say next year, the year after, sorry, I've seen how much money you pay the real stars. I'm a real star.
Now, I can't speak to other video games. I don't play video games anymore. I used to be just hardcore into the sports games only. But like the other games, the shoot 'em up games and stuff like that. I'm sure they're very popular. So I can't compare apples to apples here. But I have never seen people so excited for a sports game than the return of this.
Oh, right.
At least on my Twitter timeline.
I see it everywhere.
Everybody is foaming at the mouth.
Dude, did you see that? We were talking about this earlier today upstairs in a meeting we were in. Are you aware that you have comedian Shane Gillis, who has kind of had a little meteoric rise here in the last year? They are rolling this all out, I think, this weekend or next week, where he's going to play live streaming like a dynasty mode of Notre Dame, I believe, is his team.
Okay.
And they have other celebrities who are picking other teams, and they're going to play. You know who picked Ohio State?
Mm.
LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron and Shane Gillis are going to play each other in this game. And, of course, it'll be streaming. You can watch it, and you can watch them play it and all this stuff. The level of hype on this thing, when you're getting celebrities that are from the comedy world, you're getting a basketball icon who's like, yeah, I'll jump in. Like, you can get anybody you want. We may see the two presidential candidates face off if they can figure out the buttons. Like, I'd actually watch that. That'd be great.
Bill Belichick has a new job. Details next. And it's not pleasuring his 24-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, God. That's so bad.
Let him live.
I keep forgetting about it until you bring it up again.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch for an accident that's blocking two right lanes and causing a 15-minute delay on westbound 270 on the south outer belt between 23 and 71. And be aware of an accident on the left shoulder of westbound 670 before 71. Police and wrecker are on scene, causing holdup. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Get your spoons ready for Pierre's Ice Cream. Cherry vanilla, cookies and cream, nuts about Buckeyes. All Pierre's flavors are next level. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's Ice Cream, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy Friday. It's Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Here is something that rubs me the wrong way.
All right.
I just saw this on sciencealert.com.
I read it all the time.
I follow all this crap.
Because
usually
what's wrong with that?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Stories like this is what's wrong with it. All right? Like fun stories about what are we looking at with a black hole. That's fun.
I mean, is it?
Yes.
It's the
because
fact
it that bends your mind into a pretzel.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Stories like this help no one. Headline. Scientists identify a speech trait that foreshadows cognitive decline. I hate stories like this.
Really?
Because now, yes, because now people like my wife are going to read this and they're going to think, I already have it. And you know what it is? If you call something like, hey, can you hand me the whatchamacallit?
Oh.
Hey, can you hand me the thingamajig there? They say if you use words like that, you may as well just book yourself into a home right now because you're going senile. That is not helpful to anyone.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you on that, that it's not the greatest thing. I also think it's not the greatest thing for us to go, well, because that may happen 35, 40 years from now.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, like we also have to look at it. That was like the thing. I actually was guilty of reading a story that really didn't do any good for us a few days ago, where there was an article that came out that said, if you drink 1 to 2 glasses of alcohol a day, you may lose up to 2 months of your life off your life expectancy. This is if you drink every day for 30 years. And I'm reading the story literally as I'm looking at it again, because I saw the headline. The headline was like, drinking can take, you know, time off your life. And it's like, oh, okay. And then reading the story, I'm like, that's a fair trade-off, actually. Like, if I'm able to, again, if you don't drink, if you don't enjoy that.
80?
But I'm saying if I'm going to live to be 80 or whatever the number is going to be, but I could drink nothing and live fully to that number, or drink like I enjoy a glass or two here or there, and then I would lose 2 months of life expectancy, I would take
that. The people who are putting these things together, it's like, well, if you do this, if you don't get your 8 hours, you're going to take this off your life. If you don't do this, if you drink soda, you're going to take this off your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like a little ticker.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's going down. I guess we've never had a confirmed case of someone spending their entire life in a cocoon doing only the necessary things, avoiding all sunlight, all that crap. And then they don't live to be 300, right? I mean, we don't have any case study that says, yes, this is it.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what it would be that you would be able to mitigate all the different risks in life, right? Because I just read an article today, and I've seen this posted before. It's not the first article written like this. It's just another study that says the same thing we all kind of know. They say sitting down, like at a job at your desk.
What's that take? 10 years off your life?
No. They said it's worse than smoking.
Sitting down worse than smoking.
They said it's the new smoking. They said it's worse. They said, like, years ago, we all accepted it was okay. We didn't, but people did before us. Oh, everyone just is smoking heaters. You're in your office. You're at the school. You're wherever. People are smoking.
Sitting down's the new smoking.
So now,
sounds helpful.
What it was saying is, if you lead a sedentary lifestyle where you're not walking around, the article was comparing how if you live in certain types of places, Europe has more of these places than, say, the U.S., they spend more of the time of their day on their feet, walking to and from various places, because not as much of their infrastructure is based around the car. There's a little bit more walking involved if you live in certain metro areas of Europe, let's say, or other parts of the world. And they were saying, if you live in a place where you sit at your desk all day, you get in your car, you get on the train, and you sit for an hour, and then you get home and you just sit again, that's not healthy is what they're saying. It doesn't mean you're going to die sooner. They're just saying it's not the best thing you could be doing.
Yeah, I got it. It's all the time. Don't do this. Don't do that. Europeans do it so much better. You know what they're doing in Europe all the time?
What are they doing?
Smoking. They're actually smoking. Oh, they have such a better way of life. They don't have such struggle with work-life balance. Like, all right, that's great. I'm sure they have other struggles that we don't have, like fitting into their shower because their apartment is so damn small.
Well, you also did something that you would like, I think, which they were talking about how one of the other problems that we have is Some of our health issues could be related to how much processed food we eat.
Of course.
Well, they mentioned, though, they said that if everybody had more time to cook and cook at home and make the nice stuff.
Fantastic.
It's like, well, yeah, I like that idea,
that's
too.
That's terrific. It all sounds very, very good. And then, because you have to live long enough to do nothing. Right?
Well, that's it, right?
You got to live long enough so you can not have a drink.
Yeah. I am. Here's my point. I am with the idea that we need to get out and start living. That's what I'm with. So enjoy what you enjoy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Who's to say what's living?
Well, no, I agree with you. I agree.
If you sitting on my ass and having a glass of wine is my idea of living, then let me live.
That's right. That's right. They're just pointing out that I'm with you that I think maximizing health is we need to do something to stay healthy. You need to do the best you can, but you also need to like enjoy your life. And if for you, let's say you don't feel like you're living unless you're bungee jumping off of a bridge every other
God
weekend.
Bless. Go ahead.
Is that risky to do? Probably. Probably more risky than not doing it. But if that's how you feel like living, I'm going to say do it safely. Be careful. Get all the certifications. But you know what? If that's you, let you live. Now, if you enjoy sitting on your couch, drinking a glass of vino, and watching a movie from the 40s, if that's what you like, then do that. Let's not judge each other so much on that stuff.
I'm going to sit in my basement with all of you tonight, 8 o'clock, Commons Man's Basement on YouTube. Go search for it. I will be live talking to you. Bill Belichick will be a regular contributor to Inside the NFL. Okay. Also, I learned that Inside the NFL is on the CW now. I didn't know that it was. It used to be an HBO show forever.
Oh, so not the segment that we do on Tuesdays. Not that segment.
No, but I would actually love to hear what that would sound like.
With Bill Belichick
guys,
doing Inside the NFL?
He's actually much funnier and has more of a personality than you think.
Yeah. I hope he does.
No, well, we saw it that one time where he's like, he was on with McAfee and he was a riot. No, he was a human.
Well,
that's what surprised you.
This is I keep bringing this to people's attention when it comes to expectations. You are believing that Bill Belichick has no personality. He has to. Every human has some little bit of personality in the right situation. What you're asking Bill Belichick to do now by putting him on an NFL show every week is making sure that he's going to be good enough to do that week in, week out and be entertaining. And that remains, that's a different question than he had one good hour on a, you know, college football show.
I have some good news for you.
We're
talking about all these things that can make us live longer and healthier lives. Bill Belichick is 72 years old.
Okay.
Science tells me that when you're 72 and you pork a 24-year-old, that's great for your health. So, you know what I think we should all do?
Yeah.
Come on.
Got to turn 72.
I'm not 72, but I could still have a 24-year-old come in here, and that would be great.
Would it?
We'd all live longer.
I guess so. Would you go with the extra step of signing one of her textbooks when she's studying for an exam for school like he did?
Have a neat summer.
What a creep. What a creep.
Have a neat summer.
Again, I don't mind if you have an age difference. It's the fact when you're 72 and she's 24 and you're signing her school textbook. Hey, I'm going to go watch your competitive cheerleading now. That's not weird.
I'm going to talk about a celebrity who didn't want to be a celebrity but now wants to be a celebrity again coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's some slow-moving traffic that's causing a five-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Gender Road. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of southbound 315 before 670 West. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce. Give them joy on Put-in Bay. Laughter jumping into the pool, delight from a hole-in-one, and amusement riding a train, golf cart, and carousel. Plan your weekday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No filler guests, no intelligence, and most of the time, no sports. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
All right, here's my job. My job is to once in a while make you laugh, occasionally make you cry, and save you money. I'm going to do one of those things here with my friends at Universal Windows Direct. If you need new windows, and you know if you do or not, I'm not going to tell you. Call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Why? Because you get a true 20-year warranty. Because you get 0% financing for 60 months. For every two windows you buy, you get the next two free. And that keeps going. Four windows, four free. 20 windows, 20 free. Plus, 0% financing, 60 months. That is 5 years. And if you tell them that I told you to call, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You get another $250 off. How about that?
That's pretty great.
For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com or call them 614-502-5220. Tell them Common Man sent you.
By the way, I am just watching ESPN. NFL Live is on right now, and they're in Bristol. They're at ESPN's headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill has been on multiple shows today. He's been popping into different things. Guess he's doing the ESPN car wash. I cannot imagine being this level of confident in like anything in life, but good for him. He has showed up to ESPN. He is wearing what looks like the outfit you would wear to go practice when you're a Miami Dolphins player. He has a gray Miami Dolphins t-shirt on and black shorts that look like they have about a 5-inch inseam. And he's sitting in a chair next to, every other host on this show is fully dressed up. Like, they are dressed to the nines. He's showing up in workout gear because he's like, yeah, I play in the NFL. I don't care. You want me to wear a suit? I didn't even wear pants. I wish I had that confidence to go do something like that.
Well, he had confidence that he wasn't the father of one of his kids. He just lost that paternity suit.
Oh, did that happen?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he just lost another paternity suit, so he's got to pay for this kid.
Hmm. So, oh, that's too bad. Well, I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what it is.
He hates putting unnecessary things on his body.
That's what we've learned. That's what we've learned.
Kevin Bacon. He's a celebrity.
He is.
He apparently wanted to do an experiment where he went out in public not looking like Kevin Bacon to see what it was like to not be a celebrity.
Yeah, he was talking to Vanity Fair about this. He said he had commissioned a prosthetics specialist to enable him to go out in public and not be recognized. He said, quote, I'm not complaining, but I have a face that's pretty recognizable. Putting my hat and glasses on is only going to work to a certain extent. Said I went to special effects makeup artists, had consultations, asked them to make a prosthetic disguise. He had fake teeth, a different nose, a pair of glasses, and then went out to a shopping mall in Los Angeles called The Grove. He said, much to his delight, at first, nobody recognized him. So he was very glad that no one knew who he was. No one saw Kevin Bacon and said, oh my gosh, it's Kevin Bacon. Can I take a selfie? Then he said it turned sour. Quote, people were kind of pushing past me, not being nice. Nobody said, I love you. I had to wait in line to buy an effing coffee or whatever. I was like, this sucks. I want to go back to being famous.
Yeah.
You know what? At least someone's saying it. Because you hear these people that are celebrities, and I get it. There's probably a level of fame you reach.
We're celebrities.
No.
Come on,
what are you talking about?
People always, hey, it's T-Bone.
No, stop.
Let me buy your coffee.
That does not happen. I mean, people do say hi occasionally if we're out somewhere.
Hi.
Sure, you've had that. But Kevin Bacon is saying, I went out and realized that when you're not a celebrity, everything costs exactly what it says on the tag, and the lines are as long as they look, and you never get to just, oh, Kevin Bacon, come right here. Yes, it's a 2-hour wait at this restaurant, but not for you. Can I take a selfie? You know, like that. That's the trade-off you get for being famous and recognized all the time is you do get a lot of perks. And he said, I don't like not being famous anymore.
Timmy has crept in here.
That's a big problem for me, guys.
You have a mischievous look on your face. Have you been fooling with the AI?
We've spent some time in the lab. Yeah, we're going to have... There's many voices that are going to be debuting in their AI form here in the next several days.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, are we playing any now? Or is no?
I've actually created... My own AI has popped up, and some more Common Man AIs have popped up as well.
All right, well, let's hear these.
Does that mean
now?
Or Teddy's going to play them? Or?
What's happening?
No, I'll play them.
Everybody's kind of like looking at each other like, who's
what do you want me to
what?
Play? You want me to play AI Timmy on Scotland? Is that what you want?
Yeah, let's see what that one is.
See what it is. You made it. What do you mean, see what it is? Here you go. This is AI voice Timmy on Scotland.
Hey, guys, it's Timmy Hall. It makes me very sad to hear the common man talking poorly about Scotland and the playing conditions at the Scottish Open today. The weather can't be drab and dreary for 365 days a year, but it's certainly going to be cooler than any other place in the world. Don't you talk bad about Scotland. The cool, misty conditions do wonders for the undercarriage. And if you retire there, you will never have sacky problems again.
Don't you talk bad about Scotland.
Don't you do it.
Don't you dare talk bad about Scotland.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so like me, right?
It's, I will say that one, it sounds a lot like you. It's just the cadence of it was not good. Like, the cadence just... But again, this is a free program.
Still,
but
what, like a 7?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, yes, it's still like a 7
or 8
to me.
Which one do you want me to do? Me talking about the YouTube show? That one?
Yeah.
This is me on my YouTube show. Hey, guys, it's AI Common Man here again. I'm going to make him stay on his YouTube live show tonight for a very long time. A very long time indeed. And the second he turns that camera off, I'm going to turn it right back on, if you know what I mean. Me likey. Me likey so much, and long live the queen. Oh, yes.
Come on. Get out of here.
You can't do that, can you?
Yeah, see, that's what it is.
You can't do that, artificial intelligence.
That's your AI proof
you
right there.
You can do lots of things.
I couldn't get it, but I was imagining.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
That's good.
Here's one more thing from me. And I beat Timmy so bad in ping pong today. And I had so many Krispy Kreme donuts that I think I might need to miss a segment. Those 10 TV deuce droppers better get the hell out of the way. By the way, thanks for bringing in the donuts today, Timmy.
Yeah.
87 cents.
Well,
they're here because of you. I wouldn't have known about that deal.
You bought a dozen. You had to pay full price. Then 87 cents for the rest of
that's
them.
Right. That's right. That's can't beat that deal.
We've only knocked out one of these two dozen so far. What's going on?
This is AI T-Bone talking about soccer today.
Great.
So we already heard this, but we're going to hear it again.
Okay. Hey, guys, it's T-Bone. And boy, oh boy, did I have fun today because I got to see the Premier League Cup trophy. These friendly English guys were showing it to me, and they even let me touch it. And then I told them that my calves are almost the same as Jack Grealish. The only way this day could get better is if Common Man does something spicy on his YouTube live show tonight. I'll make sure I get plenty of Taco Bell before I watch it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we have some breaking news about the tower cam up above us. You know, when you go to...
Tower cam?
Well, when you go to
tower
YouTube.
Cam.
Yeah. When you go to YouTube and you watch our live stream,
yeah.
Everyone who's watching that, they see a wide shot of the city of Columbus.
Oh, yes.
That's not from, like, the rooftop of our building. That is from high above...
The antenna. Yeah, the tower.
The antenna tower, where they have a camera, hence the name.
I got it. I didn't know which angle
you're
talking
breaking
about.
News?
Someone has informed me, James has tweeted us a photo, a striking photo of a turkey vulture flying right into the camera. Like, I don't think it flew into it, flew right up to it, big sprawling wings.
I saw it live, actually, out of the corner of my eye. I kind of saw something. I was like, wait, what was that? It looked like spread wings that just flew by.
Was it last commercial break?
Yeah. Yeah, it just happened.
He just posted it. I'll retweet it.
With you being such a big bird guy, is that like the ultimate for you?
Well, I mean, a turkey vulture is not necessarily the most...
It's not a hawk or an eagle or something.
No, if we found out it was an osprey or something, then I'm there.
Osprey.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Will Ospreay.
Exotic.
He's good.
Yeah, great wrestler.
I'm going to talk about some alpha males breaking records coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a 30-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking three lanes. On eastbound 670 between Cleveland Avenue and 71, it's stop and go from 315. We also have a slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer, right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-being of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed.
with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically the 12,000 square foot sports book that's right smack dab in the middle of the casino. It is the place to be.
Right smack dab.
All right. And they only let the cool people into the sports book.
Yeah.
So if you're in there, you're a cool person. Enjoy food, drink, and all the gambling action that you can possibly handle. Hollywood Casino Columbus, it's perfect for a little weekend trip, jaunt, visit.
Mm-hmm.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know what? I'm off all next week. I may just spend all week there.
So who am I hosting with next week? I think it's Timmy. And then do I have Tyvus next week too?
Guessing you probably
I know
do.
Tyvus is Friday.
Just the one day with Tyvus? Other day, Timmy?
I think so.
Okay.
No, you couldn't get any former Buckeyes? Well, Tyvus is a former Buckeye. But no, you couldn't get any, I guess, Buckeyes who were coaching again on the team? Couldn't get James Laurinaitis to come back in?
No, I didn't ask.
Okay.
Josh, I mean, I would ask. That made it sound like I didn't enjoy. I did enjoy the
you
time
mean
with
he's
him.
Busy.
Yes,
that was
right.
It.
I wouldn't ask again is
I
what
understand.
I'm saying.
I understand.
Josh says, do the other people at the radio station call you guys Man and Bone in casual conversations at work, or do they use your real names? I never call you your real name.
No. But like, not just that, the bosses, 9 times out of 10. Like
it's Fish, Man or Bone.
Fish calls us Man and Bone. I mean, like, not just when he's referring to the show, but I mean, he'll say, Bone, did you see that email I sent you? Whatever. Bone, why are you such an idiot? Bone, could you please stop bugging me about this for the 50th time? Like, even that, it's always still Bone.
Can you put the mouse back in the house, please, Louis C.K.? This is an office.
That's going to be you tonight on the YouTube.
Hey, man, I'm in my house.
Yeah, you're in your house, you're opening it up to the world.
That's fine, but you are choosing to enter. I'm not making you come into my basement.
Well,
what yes, I do in my basement is my own business.
And the business of the people who wrote the YouTube standards and practices. I mean, you're going on their platform, so you are in their dojo.
Well, that's
so you
true.
can't just do anything on there.
Maybe I'll do it on Twitter then. I can just...
No, you can't. Well...
Polish my... Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yes, you can.
On Twitter. Yes, you can. There's some knob polishing going on right now on Twitter.
You know what, at that rate, though, why not just go get an OnlyFans? You know what I'm saying? Just fully
this
embrace it.
This could be the first step.
Well, that's it.
Perhaps this YouTube show that I'm doing tonight is my gateway drug to OnlyFans.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see how much money you make. Not on this, but on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, OnlyFans. Two lion brothers, including one with an amputated leg. That's pretty good.
Wait, you mean the animal?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like they are lying. Lion. Brothers who are lion.
L-I-O-N.
Okay.
Lion
Kings
brothers.
Of the jungle.
Yes. Including one with an amputated leg, were spotted making a record-breaking night swim through treacherous waters in Uganda's Queen Elizabeth National Park. Hey! Researchers believe that the nearly mile-long crossing of the crocodile-infested Kazinga Channel is the longest documented swim by lions.
Wow.
And do you know why?
No.
Because there were Feminita lions on the other side that they wanted to get to know better.
Wow.
And pork.
I figured it out when you said you wanted to get to know them better.
I'm just saying, one lion says, hey, I've got three legs. Got three legs, except for this other one that protracts in and out when I get excited.
Yeah.
Three legs. I got a mile and crocodiles in there. But I look who's over there.
Look who's over there. These must be the hottest lions in the world.
Absolutely.
On the other side.
It's a Sydney Sweeney lion.
Well, I was going to say, do you think the animals, are they ranking based on hotness? Because I know animals do lots of gesticulation and, you know, flailing around and all kinds of ways to attract a mate.
They must have attractive standards.
They give off scents.
Yeah.
They give off, you know, sounds sometimes they use to attract a mate. There's ornate plumage for some birds. Good band.
Ornate plumage.
I'm going to go see them at a laundromat next week.
Tune into a YouTube show tonight. You'll see some ornate plumage.
ornate plumage. Anyway, I'm just, that's all, those are all different things though. Like if someone shows up wearing a lime green sparkly suit,
mm-hmm.
does that make them the hottest person in our office? No, it just means they would be the most noticeable. Animals seem like they care about who stands out and who is noticeable, who's the biggest, who stinks the most, who's got the, as I said earlier, ornate plumage.
They care about the car.
Yes.
If you show up in a Ferrari,
yes,
that's all they need.
And for some people, I guess that is what, you know, happens here. But, you know, we can all acknowledge that some people are literally getting by on their looks. And I don't, like, I don't mean flashy. I mean, they are handsome or beautiful or whatever it is. Do animals have that, or are they all just like, nope, show me the Ferrari. Show me the big plumage.
Plumage.
Shove that plumage in my face, you know?
Speaking of plumage, I was watching more of the Sprint show on Netflix last night.
Okay. Oh, the Runners.
Yeah, the Runners, the 6-part docuseries.
Okay.
I knew this, obviously, but my God, Gabby Thomas, what a goddess. I would cross.
Yes, you've brought this up many times.
I would cross a crocodile-infested river to get to Gabby Thomas. She's got it all.
Just for her to say, you, get away from me.
Yes.
Why did you swim across that water?
I have plumage.
Look at my plumage. I don't know why, but I feel like a pirate has to say the word plumage.
Oh, plumage.
Ah, look at me, plumage. That doesn't make any sense. Plunder, way more sense for a pirate to say. Plumage is not a pirate word.
My God. Gabby Thomas. My gal.
I'm right there with you, buddy. She's stunning.
Detroit says the economic impact to the city from the NFL draft, remember it was there this past...
Yes, I do.
May. Was $213.4 million. I don't know how they measure such things, but they do. And that is being touted as a big success.
200 and how much?
$213.4 million. Economic impact to the city of Detroit just from the draft.
Can I ask, though, didn't everything we hear about the city of Detroit, it was like they had to shut down roads for weeks on end?
I don't know what to tell you.
They had all kinds of...
Maybe they factored that in and still...
Oh, are they saying after recovering the costs of all the frustration that... I don't even know how you'd quantify that. I'm just... The numbers that people throw out sometimes, like, oh, I generated this amount of money. Yes, but you spent $60 million, $70 million trying to make the thing happen in the first place. So, yes, you've made some money back on it, but you also pissed off a lot of people in your area, too.
Here's what I've learned. Detroit, NFL draft, moneymaker, and NASCAR always needs to be on the streets of Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. They're not bringing that back again, are they?
I don't know. I can't believe they brought it back.
They did it this past weekend. Well, and you know who sponsors all that is McDonald's. Like they're one of the prime sponsors of that race.
Because their corporate headquarters are there.
Yeah, but I would think if you want goodwill around the country, especially in Chicago, I think the thing you would do is say, hi, we're McDonald's. We have paid them to go away so you can have the roads that you like to drive on.
You're right. All the Chicagoland people would be like, we're going to McDonald's forever. Thank you.
You'd be driving to Chicago and be like, why does it sound like I keep hearing ba-da-ba-ba-ba? Like that's the whole city is just humming it constantly. Thank you, McDonald's.
Plumage. Fat Boy Food Tap. Coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's stop-and-go traffic causing a 10-minute delay on westbound 70 on the east side between Kelton Avenue and the 71 East Split. And we also have slow traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. This summer, explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition at COSI, featuring hundreds of authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Open for a limited time at COSI through Labor Day. Book your voyage now at cosi.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan, it's the Care creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid.
You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
We actually have some taste testing to do, and I'm very excited. I've already had many Krispy Kreme donuts today.
Yeah, I know. I haven't hit my limit.
No. Come on.
I'm saying limit as far as what I should do. Well, Timmy walked into the other studio. Are you coming here? Oh, you're
no,
coming.
I'm just
okay.
Sitting.
Okay. He's got to get the cookies.
Oh, all right.
I mean, the test subjects. Yeah. And bring, you know what? You can get some and take them back in there if you want to.
Fat Boy Food Champ!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip! 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 This is dumb. I quit.
What's the matter with you?
I saw Tim when you played the intro. I see him walk out of the other studio to walk into this one. We have a big glass door. I then see him about to reach for the door, and he goes, "Chase it!" And then runs back to his desk. And then I'm laughing because I just see how quickly he ran. I thought, how quickly will he be here? Then I stop laughing, look up, and you're here.
All right. It's a great story. Compelling and rich.
Oh, shut up.
Tell us the origin story of the cookies.
All right. So today, we yesterday had a Fat Boy Food Tip about the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup flavored coffees that the International...
which I have just been sipping on right now.
What'd you think of that?
It's good. I'd say 7 out of 10.
Yeah, it's not bad.
We wanted it creamier. Do you agree?
Yeah, it wasn't... I'm okay with it not being excessively rich because it's a Reese's. I expected it to be really rich, and then having it be a little bit thinner, I think made it more refreshing.
Yeah.
More of the coffee drink comes through.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. It's solid.
So I went this morning because I heard that Dollar General has those, and I thought, let me see if they had a little better price on them. And Colin wanted one. I know you wanted one. So I thought, I'll grab a few more. I only grabbed a couple yesterday. Sure enough, two for five, they have them there if you want them. So I grabbed a few of those, brought them in, put them in the fridge. But as I was at the store, I thought, doesn't Dollar General have a Girl Scout cookie duplicate? I had heard this, so I investigated in the cookie aisle, and sure enough, they have a thing called Clover Valley cookies. I'm holding an empty box of one right now.
That's the best.
Well, we don't know. We're going to find
out. Clover Valley.
Have you had these?
No.
Oh.
So
never heard of it. Sorry.
They are the same. The box is the same size as a Girl Scout cookie box. They do come in a foil wrapper, not a clear wrapper, like Girl Scout cookies do. But they have little trays, and I have a fudge peanut butter cookie that looks an awful lot like a Tagalong, and I have a coconut fudge caramel cookie that looks an awful lot like a Samoa. So I figured, why not have these cookies and test them on the air and see if they stack up.
Full disclosure, I'm a slut for these cookies. These are my two favorite Girl Scout cookies.
They're good.
Tagalong and Samoas, okay? I can tell just by looking at the Tagalong, this is not going to be right.
Well, there's a problem on the box with the Tagalong. If you look at the box, and I didn't see this when I picked it up, that is not a graham cracker or, you know, like a vanilla flavored wafer in there. That
it
is a chocolate
fudge peanut butter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but it's a chocolate flavored wafer in there, not a, you know, the Girl Scout cookie. It's not chocolate.
It's
in
crispy too.
Yeah,
it's like a layer of crispiness.
Let's try that.
Now you're right. The cookie's wrong. However,
very good.
Everything else is there.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like the exact same peanut butter, the exact same chocolate.
That is really good. I don't know if I prefer it over the Girl Scout. But this is available all year round.
It's delicious.
Okay. So there's that.
Three thumbs up.
Yeah, we all like it.
Two thumbs and a wiener.
The
keep it working.
Yeah. Wow. The other one. That's really good. That's almost a nice change of pace. You don't want it to be the exact same cookie.
Well, no, I actually do want them to be the same cookie.
You do.
Girl Scout cookies are only available for a short time.
Isn't that part of what makes it great, though?
No.
You stock up, you get like six boxes, 10 boxes.
Fake limited time, create urgency BS. If something is good and popular, sell it to me at a reasonable price.
Not $5 a box?
You still eat the cookie? Geez.
No, while you guys were arguing, I just popped this one. Another piece in. All right, these are the Samoa duplicates. The Coconut Fudge Caramel Clover Valley is the brand. You can find them at Dollar General.
Looks good.
Tastes the same. Can't tell the difference.
I'll tell you what. That's really close.
I can't tell the difference.
I can't.
How much you pay for these?
$2.50
each?
No, $2.25. Sorry, knock a quarter off. $2.25.
That's a good deal
for each box.
A bargain. I mean, it serves one.
That's a good cookie. Now, Boom, I want you to try and freeze the rest of these and see if it comes off the same as a frozen tag-along.
Because or we could just go to Dollar General.
It's great.
The next time the Girl Scout cookies are back and buy a fresh box.
No, no, he's saying when you freeze them, he's saying they're better when they're like hard.
I thought you wanted to compare.
No, I want...
Why do you want the peanut butter to be hard?
It's not. That's the thing.
It stays molten?
That is the special thing. I wouldn't say it's molten, but it's chilled. I mean, I think you would like it that way because you like things colder and you like things a little cooler, but it doesn't chunk anything up. It's just been a move. I don't know why I started doing that. I think my parents did it. And so I throw the tagalongs as well as the Thin Mints. Those are the two. You can't really do it. I tried with the Samoas before and that kind of ruined it. They got hard and rocky. But the
caramel's not good in the freezer.
Something about that peanut butter just helps it get to that crispy layer.
Okay.
And it's easy to bite. Just bite right through it.
How long have they had these? I'm sad.
Dude, I don't know. But I'm
sad that I've been missing out.
Yeah.
Where's the maker?
Clover Valley. These ones are the Dollar General one. Now, get this. I walked up. I didn't say a word. I like to talk, Mike, but today was all business. I walked in. I picked up the Reese's coffee and they just said diabetes... America is walking through here right now.
Even
I picked up cookies and chocolate and all that stuff. So I get these cookies up to the register. Dollar General, the cashier woman, says to me, oh, you're doing the Girl Scout duplicates? Yeah, these are really good. Aldi's has some good ones too. Now, I didn't ask her that. She works for Dollar General and is like, oh, you like this? Aldi has some good ones too. Go check them out. So
she's sending you to another store?
She told me, well, there's an Aldi not far from where this Dollar General was. She pointed in their general direction.
So why didn't you go there?
Because we
can have even more comparison.
Because I thought
we could be eating Aldi cookies right now too in taste testing. You rat bastard!
You know what I learned in broadcasting school, Mike, is you don't blow your wad in the first segment.
Hey, Teddy, are you eating the cookies over there?
You got to start slow and you build to it. So
I just had the tag along.
It's good, right?
It tastes exactly like it.
Right,
just saying.
Little difference in the cookie.
The wafer is chocolate. The wafer, as opposed to whatever.
But I mean, from a taste perspective.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Yeah.
Now, do you like the coconut? Are you a fan of the Samoas?
No, I told Tim I hate coconut. So.
Okay, well then that's the, you know
he,
what?
He won't even try it.
Teddy, I'm going to say this to you like I talked to my daughter. Can we have a no thank you bite? Give me a no thank you bite, Teddy.
Yeah, but you want me to waste it?
Yeah, I want you to waste a cookie. I want you to have a no thank
Teddy,
you bite.
I'm going to take a bite of this thing.
Take a no thank you bite.
Any food going into your mouth is not going to waste, okay? You are trying food. That's all we're saying.
Oh, it's half of it.
That was a good bite.
That's a good bite.
And?
He hates it.
No,
he hates coconut.
Not a fan of coconut.
Okay, I understand.
Not a fan.
You know what, though? I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for taking the bite. Good job, Teddy.
Right. Remember when you had him put like three times the amount of special sauce on my Big Mac?
I did not do that. They did that on purpose. No, they didn't do that on purpose.
You called him ahead of time.
No.
Yeah.
So I took Timmy. Probably I just met you, right?
This was a long time ago.
And you said, I've never had a Big Mac in my life. And I said, you're an idiot. Let's go now.
Yeah.
But I don't like mayonnaise-y things. Tough crap nuggies. We're going. And to Timmy's credit, he went with me, and he ordered a Big Mac. It just so happens on this particular day, they put like triple the sauce they normally put on it. It's dripping. The bun was falling apart with goo.
Oh, man.
And he ate it, though. He was a trooper. He ate it.
Good for you.
And I had instant respect for Timmy.
I gobbed up. I sopped up all of that Thousand Island dressing mixture special sauce. That's all that liquidy goodness.
Yeah. I like sauce. I like that sauce. I don't like that much. There's a limit to how much I would prefer. Yeah.
You know what I got yesterday?
Yeah. What'd you get?
The smoky BLT quarter pounder.
Oh. Mm. How
what'd you think?
Oh, good. Oh. Excellent.
How could it be bad?
Well, it has the mayo on it that you're not going to like.
But for you
love
that.
It's got a very smoky mayo. It's delicious.
But is it more like an aioli?
But that's what that is.
Can you flavored mayonnaise? Are you an okay with an aioli?
I think I'd be okay. Yeah, as long as it's not dripping with it. But if they put a proper
amount on, there was quite a bit.
Well,
you know what?
Yeah. Was it a good flavor, though?
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you probably are not a fan of this, Mike, but I know that in the app, when you order these sandwiches, you can customize. You could say light
on
the aioli. And,
or you can just hit the button that says, don't do it.
Yes. But and then I know
what thing called you'll see.
I'm guessing, Mike, what you think is if you go in the app and hit light on the mayo, they then will take it in the back and spit on it. And then they'll give you a little haktua on the sandwich. And then they'll bring it out to you.
I don't want haktua.
Right.
Not in that realm.
But I will ask if I want light mayo or something, then I will say, just give me a little bit. I don't want the whole thing. I don't want all.
May I have another cookie?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I wasn't offered another cookie.
Well, you weren't offered because the segment hasn't ended. I was gonna hand them off.
May I have one of those?
Well, let me tell you, you guys better eat all these because we're not taking them home. It's good.
Did you sniff the herbs I got you today?
I got you
a ton of herbs. I clipped you some basil.
You did
parsley
or what
oregano's
else?
Oregano's
in there. Yeah,
I didn't do rosemary because it wasn't ready.
I've not done any. I've not done a lot of fresh herbs in my cooking. It's usually all dried.
I had your herbs on my flatbread last night. Delicious,
exquisite. Immaculate.
Yeah, and it wasn't. I didn't have too much crazy things going on. We will skill it up some fresh sausage roll.
Okay,
so we'll get our own pork sausage ready, pepperoni.
Three guys chewing.
Well, see, that's why I didn't eat any more cookies because I thought
it was delicious.
I thought I should probably not eat since these two are going to eat more cookies.
Funny
and then when you guys were like, I didn't know I did that.
Yeah.
I didn't know I got eat my herbs.
I just thought
I would get that 30 share.
No, we won't.
Tool of the week. No.
No.
It's not tool of the week. What is next?
Something else.
Oh. More chewing, and the Bellagio in Las Vegas has never been a lonelier place. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You'll find slow traffic on eastbound 161 between Hamilton Road and New Albany Road. And watch out for an accident that's blocking the left lane on northbound 71 on the north side after North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer, right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-being of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Friday. It is Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Good news. We have some AI Panama Ted checking in. Timmy has been busy with voice clones of us.
Well, between eating cookies, bringing us donuts, now making voice clones, he's got a lot on his plate today is what I'm saying.
Let's hear from fake Panama Ted.
What's going on, guys? It's Panama Ted here. I'm hoping that Common Man's YouTube show is going to be too hot. And if it's not, I'm not going to come to work ever again on Wednesdays. Who needs Wildcard Wednesday when I like to get wild all by myself at home? You never know what you might see if you're walking your dog. Just don't come around to the backyard because that's where I grill and eat my big red smokies. Oh, and Mike, you're right. This ain't one of them. My guys.
It's unsettling. It's unsettling.
Okay. First of all, it has some of your vocal tones for sure. However, the too hot, like that was the part where I kind of started to lose it. It was a good try, computer. But this is the free AI app, and it's learning based off a few sentences. If Ted sat in there for an hour and said, oh man, too hot, like if he really gave it some gumption, then that thing would probably be sounding like Ted pretty quickly.
You know, back when I was banging, probably in my early to mid-20s, a buddy of mine said, hey, there's a bunch of old wrestlers going to be at the convention center. Do you want to go down there and get autographs? Like, okay, sure. Do I have to pay? It's like, yeah, there's like a little fee, and then I think each booth has an opportunity for you to buy stuff from the wrestler.
All right.
I'm like, okay, I'll go. So I went, and there were a couple tables that had like huge lines, like Jerry the King Lawler.
Well,
had a big line.
Was that probably the height of his popularity?
Well, I'm just saying at that time he was still on TV every single week. He's the voice of Raw.
Yes, right.
You know, with good old JR. Mm-hmm. So he was there and he had a line, and that's great. And I met him and he signed a little thing for me. There were a lot of other wrestlers, though, that had no line. They just sat at folding tables with merchandise spread out. It looks like they got t-shirts made at the mall.
Mm.
Just like, you know, Lonely Virgil.
Yeah, that guy. That's, I felt bad for him.
You had a bunch of these guys. Like, I remember, who was it? It was not Buff Bagwell. Who was the other guy who was with him in the NWO, Teddy?
Perry Saturn? Was he with them?
No.
Scott Norton?
Scott Norton, that's right. Scott Norton was there. He was just sitting, just waiting for someone to come talk to him.
Oh, man.
Had like autographed 8x10s ready to go.
Oh.
Anyway, I bring this up.
That's horrible.
Because I wanted to rip my skin off.
Yeah.
And beat myself to death with it and strangle them to death just to end their misery. But I thought of that because at the Bellagio in Las Vegas, maybe you've been there, the fountains.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm aware.
Had the NHL draft there at the Bellagio.
Well, not this year. They had it at the Sphere.
What was the year before? Were they boats?
They had an NFL draft there.
Oh, right? NFL draft. That's right.
Yeah, that was the boats.
Anyway.
I think.
There's a little conference room off to the side of the pool area. And do you know what's going on there?
I don't.
Pac-12 Media Days.
Oh, boy.
Or two schools sitting at a folding table. Oregon State is there and Washington State is there. For Pac-12 Media Days, there's like four reporters.
What are they doing?
Wandering around. I don't know what they're doing, but here's some quotes from Pac-12 Media Days. We got left for nothing.
Oh, good Lord.
We got a bar in the back, Pac-12 Commissioner Teresa Gold told the crowd. Crowd?
Crowd? There's four reporters.
Yes, we are drinking tonight during this event. And I would venture to say that if anybody has earned the right to drink, it's the Pac-12, okay?
I have so many questions, but go ahead and read.
Their slogan for the season, and by slogan, I mean words for two teams.
Yes.
Is welcome to the fight.
Okay.
They're saying that they're not giving up. They say Pac-12 is not dead. We're not dead. We're an alive brand. We're two teams. And then we'll see what happens. There is a Pac-12 commissioner. As I said, her name is Teresa Gold.
One, I'm surprised they didn't just rebrand themselves into the Pac-Tua. But, sorry, a joke will never die. Okay.
Hillbilly Jim is also there signing autographs.
Right. Is this person who runs the Pac-12, are we going to have... For 7 years from now, there's still going to be those two schools, and they're going to be saying, you know, we used to be a conference until the machine ripped us apart. Like, when, I understand it's fresh, but the Pac-12 was a failure, not because of maybe the history of that school, those schools or that conference or the Pac-10 or the other iterations of that conference, but the fact that the most recent version of it didn't read the room at all when it came to media. I guess in a way this can be your protest conference where you can say, I don't like big time college athletics. I'm going to go root for the Pac-12. That's fine. But this is not a conference in any sense of the word any more than Ohio State and Michigan is a conference. It's two teams.
Well, and you know what they're talking about at the event, air quotes, this week is that, hey, you know what? Let them go get it out of their system. Right?
Oh, gosh.
All these other schools, you go, you think the grass is greener? Go on out. When the next wave of realignment hits, they'll be back. They'll come back to the tender bosom of the Pac-12. They'll be back.
Okay.
The Beavers will be waiting.
Okay. So they're
come
not.
Back, come back to the well, Beavers.
I like my all my questions function around the idea of what does your conference schedule looks like? What is the point of even doing this? Because usually when you have a conference media day, it's there's so many teams. How could someone who covers the Big Ten in Chicago, let's say, they have to cover all these teams? How are they going to get to talk to all those coaches? Now, we know you can do that functionally with Zoom and teleconferences and all that stuff. But the press conference idea was, well, all these media members will get to network and they'll talk to all these coaches and they can start to develop sources. There's two schools. There's four reporters. What are we talking about? Get them all together at a Ramada Inn. Why are you even going to the Bellagio?
Under NCAA rules, the Beavers and Cougars can continue as a two-team league for up to 2 years before deciding on what to do next, such as possibly combining with the Mountain West Conference under the Pac-12 name. Why'd we do that? If I'm Mountain West saying, no, you come to us.
Well, it
you're
would
Mountain
be,
West now.
No, I could see the Mountain West saying, I could see all those schools saying, we like the idea of being Pac-12. And this has to be partially, isn't there a lawsuit? There have to be lawsuits. Pac-12 is probably saying, you guys are all breaching some contract or
I don't know, man.
Something.
Has all I know
be.
Is that there's like three people at a folding table at the Bellagio.
That's pathetic, man.
With Scott Norton. Waiting for your autograph.
That is sad.
Tool of the Week is next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a 15-minute slowdown if you're on southbound 71 on the north side between Weber Road and I-70. And watch out for an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 at 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer, right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-being of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
The best tool, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to the Walrus. The Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs. From the burner phone, my sweaty meat curtains.
God gave me big hands and a strong grip.
My tool of the week is the lady at McDonald's who had to order 20 separate orders at the window and waste almost an hour of our time.
Oh my gosh.
Ended up coming back late from lunch, straight to jail and GTH.
That's, no. That's instant jail. No way.
Here's one from Rick Shrimp. I just like the name. He says, my guys.
God, I'm not talking.
My tool of the week is the random individual who ran into my place of employment, promptly dropped a deuce on our carpet, and then just as promptly scurried away as one of my coworkers chased her. 0 out of 10 on the common man poo rating. She's my tool of the week. So what are you upset with? The fact that the poo was bad? Like it just wasn't a good poo? Or the fact that she pooed on the carpet in your workplace.
Who pooed on a carpet again?
Somebody just ran into the office, I guess, and
pooed. What do you mean, who's the tool? The tool is someone walked into a place to build. If you'd said, like, a dog did this, I would say the dog is a bit of a tool.
I know, but he also rated the poop. He said 0 out of 10 on the poop.
Because it's poop in an office. It's not, like, in a toilet. It's not where it belongs. It's instant zeros. Also, why do you want to rate it in the first place?
My Restoration Hardware Royals.
Hey, it's Chops.
My tool of the week is an employee at the McDonald's. Bad day for McDonald's on tool of the week.
I guess so.
Went through the drive-thru to get a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel before work. Was told they were waiting on the bagels. Told me to pull up to the reserve spot. Worker came out about 5 minutes later with 3 bags. Asked me what I ordered. then proceeded to search through each bag with his bare hands.
Oh.
And then yelled at me when I told him to please not touch my food. What a tool. Wash your hands and go to hell.
No. The other person should have gone to jail. This person needs to get fired immediately. You can't do that and work in fast food. No.
My guys.
She's just got way too much energy. Even Blue, the other dog.
My tool of the week is myself. I'll plan on going to sleep early, staying up till midnight anyway. Wake up the next morning super tired and regretting my actions, but the cycle just keeps repeating.
You know
hashtag
what?
GTH.
Real recognize real on that one, my friend. Totally. This one comes from Paulie Two Shirts, who says, my just the fat boy food tips. I have code tools this week. First, the guy in the chat who said ants don't think. Man just told us they repair each other's limbs the other day.
That's right. They amputate their own limbs.
I forgot all about that. Good call, Polly Two Shirts. Second, Timmy Hall. Fight Club is horrible. Get the hell out of here with that. Classic film. Okay. That's Timmy's. You got to just take it. Sorry. Darth Sweatervest says, my non-sportsers.
Chub!
A tool of the week is the one and only Timmy Hall. I cannot believe that he doesn't enjoy the modern pet masterpiece that is Fight Club. It's dark. It's moody. Excellent performances from Pitt, Norton, yeah. Loaf, and Bonham Carter.
Loaf. What's up, Loaf?
Banging soundtrack, jail for Timmy. All right. 0-2 on that for Timmy. Eric says, my guys.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Tool of the week goes to my father-in-law. All week during vacation, he would sit in the living room where the only TV was and watch videos on YouTube with the volume turned up where everyone else could hear. I called him out multiple times for the tool behavior. He said if he turned it down, he wouldn't be able to hear it. He then would have the audacity to ask what was happening during the show I was watching. Put the tablet down and you'd know.
Oh, he's doing this while people are watching TV?
Yeah, like he's no, in there with his
rude.
Tablet.
Get out of there.
While everyone else is watching YouTube, then you know what? Watching TV.
Go to another room.
Yeah.
And if the only other room is a bedroom, then go sit on the bed.
That's right.
Or on the toilet. You're a disgusting human being. And they say that 12-year-olds are addicted to their technology?
Yeah.
This is the father-in-law.
And if the only other room in the house is a fireplace, then go sit on the fireplace, you a-hole.
Yes. That's, tell this idiot to call
that's
me.
That's yesterday's show. We didn't do not a hole. We didn't do name that hole, but
great.
That's
yeah, name that hole.
Literally a b-hole, if not higher. Annie Hockhausen says, my guys.
Dude, I crushed you in the cleans and I crushed you in the snatch.
Tool of the week is whoever the jagoff is that is in charge of my company's travel budget. We got an email from the big boss that all travel suspended until further notice due to being over budget. Should be interesting since I'm supposed to do some traveling in the fall. Hashtag GTH. Well, yeah, that's not good. Do you like to travel if you are working?
Who are you asking?
You.
You know the answer to this.
I know the answer.
I don't want to go anywhere ever.
I do.
I don't want to leave my house. Tonight I'll be in the basement, my happy place. Join me at 8 o'clock.
Yes. Jordan says, my on-air drunks. I wish. Tool of the week is whoever pointed out the pizza pronunciation in the ad break because I had never noticed it before.
How did you not notice it?
And now it's all I hear.
You're a tool for not noticing it.
Hashtag go to hell. Dude, it's been driving us crazy ever since we put those commercials in, and now I can't unhear it. It's so bad. Meat Sweat says, my guys.
Flacco, my cracko.
My tool of the week are you two dopes. You know how something can be perfectly fine until someone points out a flaw and never noticed it. The pizza for traffic update sponsor. Now I can't unhear it. Re-record it and or GTH.
No, if we have to hear it, you have to hear it.
That's right. Chip Dip says, my big nickels.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. You suck.
55 nickels. Fives all around. My tool of the week is Common Man. I was in blissful ignorance because I'm a moron of Dawn, being able to correctly say the word pizza, and now it's all I notice. Hashtag GTH. Well, Dawn is going to win tool of the week. Her, Timmy.
Well, who's the tool, though? Us for bringing it up or Dawn? Because she can't say the word pizza.
No, we didn't say it.
But we brought it to people's attention.
Oh, so I'm sorry you don't have attentive ears? We sit in here every day.
I know.
We brought it to your attention because we wanted it to be known. And were we wrong?
No.
If we said something wrong, then you could call us tools. We said the truth. Man's droopy sack says, my guys. My tool of the week is one Timmy Hall for crediting Michelle Branch with Vanessa Carlton's most popular song on Wednesday's show, and he even had the gall to double down when man suggested it might be Vanessa Carlton. Very good point.
Let me tell you something. Between the Fight Club and Vanessa Carlton,
he's losing. Well, I got more for you. Insert clever name here says my tool of the week is Timmy Hall. for emphatically claiming 1,000 miles is by Michelle Branch when it's Vanessa Carlton. Hashtag GTA.
I even gave him the out.
You did. You did. Jared says, my underbaked sugar cookies.
Annie Hockhausen.
Love that. My tool of the week is Common Man's long hellos whenever he changes character. Someone should see how much time he's taking up on the show saying hello as the queen. Bet it fills up the one whole show.
It probably
does.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry anybody has to listen to this crap. I really am.
Jimmy loves crack and corn, says my two stoners on T-Bone's non-existent deck.
Look at my boobies, Jack.
That's a strong start. Tool of the week goes to man for saying he only wants to do the job for 12 more years. Not 12. 11.
11.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bradley says my Publixers.
Could use a little love right now. They are working those balls.
Tool of the week is the Blue Jackets schedule maker. My daughter and I love going to the annual kids game as a tradition, but this year there are zero weekend afternoon games.
Well, that sucks.
Why, oh, why do they hate the kids? Just another fail by this organization. Hashtag should be used to it.
That's, you know what, though? They should do that every single year.
I agree. We would have probably noticed that if we were focusing on sports and or also the fact that they still don't have a head coach. But those two facts remain. Rob says my tool of the week is the Wendy's in Circleville that put only lettuce and tomato on my sandwich instead of adding lettuce and tomato. I went for the free fry and left disappointed. Hashtag GTH.
Have they switched back to the leaf lettuce at Wendy's? Or are they still doing the shredded?
Oh, did they switch?
Oh, that was a big scandal.
What do you mean a big scandal?
Well, I got a text on the burner
people
phone
have
saying,
no taste?
Saying, hey, Wendy's is doing shredded lettuce.
Yeah.
And I said, well, they've never done that ever.
It's delicious.
It's leaf. That's fine.
It's delicious.
But people weren't used to it from Wendy's. And so I went, ordered a spicy chicken. I, too.
You got the shredded lettuce.
And I don't know if this was some sort of ordering mistake or if they've decided we're sticking with this because I haven't been back since.
Here's the problem. I do understand it from this standpoint. Shredded lettuce to me is a better texture when it comes to a sandwich, but
it's not a Wendy's texture.
Yes, but also how are most people eating Wendy's? Like a fine American in their car driving, when you have shredded lettuce, it's going to get all over.
That's right.
So if you're not parked or if you're not in a restaurant or sitting down somewhere, The big leaf of lettuce does hold together better. I get that.
Right, pick a winner.
Oh, so many of them.
Bang that all night.
You know what? We're going to say it goes to... We'll go to Jimmy Loves Crack and Corn for saying my non-existent deck and that he wants you to do the job for more than 12 years. There you go.
He gets a $50 gift card to The Walrus. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Slower traffic is causing a 10-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. And you can expect a 20-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the left shoulder on northbound 71. On the north side, after North Broadway, it is stop and go from 670. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Get your spoons ready for Pierre's Ice Cream. Cherry vanilla, cookies and cream, nuts about Buckeyes. All Pierre's flavors are next level. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's Ice Cream, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, you guys. Did I get some awards back in that segment? I heard one of them.
Oh, we're changing was I on a tool heater? Of the week to Timmy.
Timmy of the week.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you got
I
them.
Heard just one for Fight Club.
You
were,
got
were
like,
there more?
You got a few for Fight Club.
A
and
few?
Then, yes.
And sorry.
Then, what was the other one? Oh, wait, I have them. I can pull them back
sucked.
Up. I'll read them all to you. No, I'm kidding. There was another one I'm trying to remember.
There was another one. I forgot what
Michelle
it was.
Michelle Branch.
Oh, Michelle Branch.
Oh, Michelle Branch.
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot
yeah.
of Michelle Branch
wrong,
as well.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong. Making my way downtown.
Vanessa Carlton.
Vanessa Carlton. If I could walk 1,000 miles.
Why is she a hillbilly now?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Mike.
I don't know, Craig.
I just don't know anymore. Y'all take care. Y'all take care. I hope to hear back.
What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah. Friday.
God only knows. God only knows. It's going to be hot, right?
Beach Boys.
Really hot. Yeah. Thank you. Very good.
Monday, it's supposed to be really hot.
Oh, man.
Too hot.
I want to watch.
95.
95.
Air temperature. Man. Humidity, 200.
That sucks. I feel like an indoor round of miniature golf could be in my future.
What's that place in, I don't know if they're open yet. It's in Bridge Park in Dublin. It's like an indoor country club.
Right? Oh,
where it's all golf simulators.
There's a few of those.
You don't have to step foot outside.
There's one. There's one sponsor, Skip Mossick's.
There's a golf simulator right down the road from us here in.
There's X. It's X.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is it just called X?
X Golf, I believe.
Oh, okay. Right by the Giant Eagle in Grandview, the big.
We did something for. We did a baby shower for Beam.
Grandview Yard. That's what that area is called. Grandview Yard. It's in there.
Yeah, it's close to the Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Those places are cool. I haven't done a ton of golf simulator action. I enjoy them. They're nice. They're fun.
Well, you don't have to step foot outside. That's what I'm saying.
You're indoors and it's nice and cool. I'm one of those.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Coming up tonight, we will continue our categories week. We're gonna take a look at the next wave of talented Buckeye football players, guys that might make an impact this year, but certainly will make an impact next year. And Patrick Murphy is going to join us from lovely Las Vegas. I don't even know what the hell he's doing out there.
Pac-12 Media Days.
Pac-12 Media Days, right? Absolutely.
It's a folding table with Oregon State and Washington State at the Bellagio.
Two teams.
That's right.
That's it. Easy to do. Austin Ward is our co-host tonight. Looking forward to it.
Two big hours of the Buckeye Show. Top of the hour right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, the U.S. soccer team fired Greg Berhalter the other day, a couple days ago, former crew head coach. Now they need to hire a next head coach. They said they're going to go through that process. I saw that former U.S. national team player, former head coach of Leeds United and one of the Red Bull teams over in Germany, I believe, Jesse Marsh, who has played in MLS, played for the U.S. national team, like I said, and is the current coach of Canada. They will be playing Uruguay in the Copa America third place game tomorrow. So, of course, he was asked about his home country's vacant soccer coaching job, which, of course, he was once a candidate for and did not get. He said the following: I have no interest in the U.S. job. And to be fair, unless there's a big shift in the organization, I don't think I'll ever have any interest in that job in the future. That organization,
that's a pipe bomb right there.
They passed over him to rehire Greg Berhalter. And if they think they can come crawling back to him now, apparently the answer is no, you can't.
Ouch.
Yeah.
It's interesting how these guys can completely disassociate country, you know, and love of country and doing something for the USA where you're from, where a lot of people would put a great honor on that, right?
Sure.
But they're looking at this as organization. That is just basically another team, and I look at that team, and I think it is run poorly, and that would be a detriment to my career to get involved with that at this stage.
I think you're right, but Timmy, you love basketball. You think you love the game. You
talk about Team USA basketball in this regard.
If Team USA didn't call you to coach it, that wouldn't be a surprise. They're not calling any of us, right? But let's say
I was a hot up-and-coming coach or one of the top five coaches in the game, and I was in my prime and thinking I could get something like that.
Let's say that they have not called you and they keep calling other people, and then Spain calls and is like, we think you're the best coach currently without a national team job. We want you to coach Spain. Would you think about it?
Yeah,
about it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I look at it as if
I'd want to coach Team USA first, right?
And
then if they ever came to offer me, then I might have to leave the job with Spain. But I guess it would depend on the circumstances. It sounds like he doesn't want
to
do it.
But he's saying he wants to coach on his terms.
Right.
There are people in that organization he does not respect.
Right. It's not so much about I don't want to coach for my country.
I don't want to coach
the organization.
For these people.
Yes. And that's interesting to me that he can't do that and coach for his country because of that. But I do get it. I understand that.
The other thing I want to bring to your attention, the Beastie Boys are suing Chili's.
I know who I'm rooting for.
Well, I was going to say, in a battle of Chili's and the Beastie Boys, Common Man is all Chili's.
I got my baby back.
For those who don't know, you know what?
Chili's baby back.
My brother's house. You can ask Common Man in his basement tonight on YouTube, why do you not like the Beastie Boys? Maybe he can tell you about
it. I just don't like them. There's nothing. There's no story.
There's the cadence they rap in. Well, now, don't you tell me to stop. You stick around and make it worth your while.
Anyway, no, I don't think it's that, Timmy. I think it's that it is rap at all. I think is part of why he doesn't like them. In either case, maybe he can expound on that. Common Man's Basement on YouTube tonight, 8 p.m.
8 o'clock.
Live stream. Go watch it.
Don't leave me hanging there in the basement by myself.
Yes.
Don't leave me hanging.
The Beastie Boys, though, are suing Chili's parent company over the alleged misuse of the song Sabotage. They used it without permission in an ad, they said. And I didn't know this, but remember the guy who died from the Beastie Boys, Adam Yauch, who was one of the band members, died in 2012 of cancer, sadly. His estate,
that long ago?
I know. I thought the same thing when I saw this. He said when he died, he put in the will, I don't want any of our music to be used for commercials. And the other guys agreed with him.
This except Chili's.
No.
Except Chili's.
They won a 2014 case against Monster Energy Drink for the same type of thing. They won $1.7 million settlement against Monster for that because they used one of their songs without their approval.
I feel like I've heard Intergalactic.
I feel like I have too. But
obviously, I'm not talking about just on a streaming app or something, but
on a commercial.
Yeah, in
I know.
Something.
I'm with you. I think you're right.
That kind of reverb that it has in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Buckeye Show's coming up next. Join me if you have no plans tonight or break your plans. On YouTube, search for Common Man's Basement. I'll be live at 8. Could be 10 minutes, could be an hour. Let's find out together. There's literally no plan for this, except I will be unzipping at some point. Have a great night. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at some slower traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. And be aware of an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 70 on the west side after 670, causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
Big Ten Action Update. The Washington Huskies are tied for the 7th best odds to win the Big Ten this year at 65-1, tied with Nebraska. The Huskies' season win totals at 6.5 games. Washington's non-conference schedule includes games against Weber State, Eastern Michigan, and Washington State. Washington goes from runners-up last year to 300-1 to start the year to win it all. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. Just 3 games left for the Guardians and Reds before we hit the All-Star break. The Guardians are in Tampa Bay tonight for the first of 3 against the Rays. They'll get started at 6:50. Carlos Carrasco's on the hill for Cleveland. As for the Reds, they host the Marlins tonight in the first of a 3-game set against Miami. That one will get started at 7:10. Carson Spires is on the mound for the Redlegs. Also this weekend, we have the start of the 2024 MLB Draft. The first round will be held on Sunday night. The Guardians hold the number 1 overall pick, and the Reds are right behind them at number 2. And in soccer this weekend, the Crew are on the road tomorrow night for a matchup against LAFC. Right now, LA is tied for first in the Western Conference, and Columbus is third in the Eastern Conference standings. Kickoff tomorrow night is at 10:30. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted best credit union 6 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMI.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again. But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Let's change gears to something stupid, shall we?
That's fine with me.
A Chicago area family was remodeling their house and they found 63-year-old McDonald's fries intact behind the wall. The guy who owns the house said he seriously considered eating one. Would you?
No.
I mean, they're intact. There's no mold on them. I mean, they're probably petrified and disgusting. But
well, here, okay.
I saw on TV, there was one of these specials about the woolly mammoth, right? And they found some woolly mammoth encased in permafrost. I mean, this thing's been dead tens of thousands of years, right. But the flesh has been pretty much preserved because it was in this permafrost. So what did the scientists do? Well, they took some and they said, we're going to study this. And then they took some and they cooked it and ate it. Just because.
That's different to me.
Why? You got 63-year-old fries.
No, it's very different. Here's why. I've had like 5-hour-old fries from McDonald's, as have you, because you've got a trick when you go to McDonald's to get fresh fries because you know how good the fresh fries are. And if you leave, let's say you leave them out overnight, just you're out, you're sitting there, they're sitting on your table, or maybe you forget they're in your car. Come out the next day, grab one of those suckers and eat it. Tell me how that tastes, just sitting there stale for 12 hours. Not great. Now, you go 60 years with that? If you don't chip a tooth on it, you know it's not going to taste good either way.
Teddy, how much money? Teddy's always the guy who will do anything for amount of money, and it's always less than I think it should be. How much money to eat one of those fries?
Yeah, I'd have to get some money for that.
Well, how much? One fry.
10 grand.
See, here, I'll say this. It's not even a money thing for me. Give me $200, I would do it. In fact, if it was like all of you standing around, all my buddies are there, and it's like no one's going to eat that fry, I'd be like, I'll do it. Like, I'm not worried about it hurting me. It wouldn't make me sick. It's just I don't need to know what it tastes like because I know. If you're asking curiosity, would I eat it? No. I know what a stale French fry tastes like. I've had them. They don't reheat well. They don't stay well at all if you eat them cold or anything else. No, I know it would be bad, but if it was just for bragging rights, I'd probably do it.
For no money.
I'm not even scared of eating it.
Teddy wants 10 grand.
I'm not even scared of eating it. I'm just saying I know it would taste terrible. What about you? How much would it take for you to eat
that? I think I'd do it for free.
Just as like a
I'm
dare.
I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Oh, you're curious. You wouldn't even
know
do it.
What it tastes like.
You're by yourself.
Maybe it's the greatest fry in the world.
It's not.
Some molecular thing happens.
It's not.
It's like wine. They find wine in a cellar. 200 years old. It's like, oh, there's a good wine.
I get
it. It's good fries.
I don't think that's how fries and wine work. I think they work different from each other. But yeah.
Maybe that fry has fermented.
You know what? It could be this. The fry recipe may have changed over the years. Fries they make now, they're delicious. Like I've said, I love the McDonald's French fries.
When cooked properly.
When cooked properly and when hot or warm.
Yeah.
When you get one that's been sitting out on the counter for a few hours, it's not like anything. It's not great. Maybe the recipe's changed enough from back in the 60s where maybe that fry is actually pretty tasty. I don't know, but I would think not.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.